tomorrow's news today. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're entering the 415th day of the Trump administration, and his mission to restore our republic and our economy has been completely derailed by the massive miscalculations that led us into full war with Iran. Now, normally, when I make predictions that come exactly true, I have the archivist go find clips of it, but is there really a need in the last 12 days, 11 days? You've all heard me talk about it. You've heard me predict exactly what would happen, exactly what I said is happening. And now they admit inside the Trump administration they're just completely freaking out. Trump is pissed off that he was given bad advice by certain people, but the majority of the advice he was given by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, by Tulsi Gabbard, publicly by Eric Prince, and countless others is do not do it. Iran is not going to fall easy. And the ramifications to the economy alone will kick off inflation again and derail your financial plan. That is a great plan. So folks are going to town on Trump, and all these former supporters are relishing it, and everybody's competing to see who can say the meanest things about Trump. I am just in sorrow. I am just absolutely devastated, because remember, on the other side of Trump is the Democrats that are consciously evil. Trump makes mistakes. They do all this evil crap on purpose. So I am going to tell people to vote. Get out to the polls more than ever. Get others to vote and run for office in your local area. Support people, because the raft of Democrat candidates, like the one that's won the primary for the Democrats for the Senate here, are uber bad. And just because Trump's going sideways, again, people are taking their ball and going home. That is not smart. And that is not what I'm doing. But I have been totally right about what would happen, which it's all been war game and studied. I'm not the only one that knows this. My God, it's like saying don't pour gasoline on yourself and light it. Don't run up and start beating a giant beehive with a baseball bat. Don't take a scoop of cyanide and snort it. But I do point out that I've been exactly right and been really criticized by the white pillars that just worship whatever Trump does and say that it's treasonous. You work for Qatar if you question it. I've been right again. So I'm only pointing that out so that when I tell you what's coming next, people like you listen. I also want Democrat followers and their minions, a lot of which have been waking up at the grassroots level, to understand if Trump fails in his economic plan, what that means. If you think the economy's been bad for the last 4 or 5 years, it will look like a wonderful time compared to what's going to happen under the Great Reset. And we were defeating the Great Reset. We were dismantling the Great Reset. I was just so happy the first 6 months of the Trump administration. And then things started to go sideways. And now they're going in reverse. So we're going to lay it all out today, and I'm going to take calls early in the transmission. We have a great comedian in studio, fourth hour, Leonardo Joni. Very controversial. Mike Lindell will talk about all the latest election fraud news. We learned the FBI secretly seized election records from Arizona's largest county as voting probe expands. That's an area that Trump's actually getting some traction on. And more. But in the first 2 hours, we're going to cover geopolitics, the economy, news, culture, the raid on Zorro Ranch, more Hollywood elites coming out admitting that there's massive Satanism going on that they witnessed themselves. It is a big, big broadcast today. On the other side, remember, you're the Paul Revere's. So start your engines and take the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, at the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those feeds now. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dies for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live teleprompter-free Wednesday, March 11th, 2026 transmission. World in Crisis, live Wednesday broadcast. Iran doubles down by launching most intense missile attacks yet and striking more ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump hits the panic button, desperately looking for off-ramp. After major miscalculation, must watch, share, feed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us. I want to take calls in the first 2 hours that we got big guests putting in studio. But I do not take any pleasure in being 100% right in what I predicted before the attacks began 11 days ago and since. Because it's all been war-gamed, it's well-known, and basically all of the real military advisors told Trump don't do it, but the head of CENTCOM might as well be an Israeli agent. He's a highly decorated general, combat veteran, par excellence. Nobody questions his integrity. He believes what he's doing, but he sold Trump on this. Saudi Arabia jumped in with Israel and pushed for it. A lot of other interests did, and Trump's political advisors basically advised it, and so did J.D. Vance, who, I'm not questioning his military service, he was in Iraq, but he was a PR flack. And what does he know about grand strategy in the military? Well, he's a pretty smart guy, so I want to believe he knew what the other advisors were saying, so I guess he did know, and told Trump, yeah, go in, go hard. So I like Vance a lot, and you know, Rubio's in there, warmongering as well, he's always been a neocon. Very intelligent, very well-spoken, very able person, but leopards don't tend to change their spots. And the reason I point out that I was dead on about what's now happened is because I want you to listen to me about what's about to happen next. And it doesn't matter about face-saving. If Trump just declares victory and stops, and then Iran stops, we can extricate ourselves from this. There's still time, though not much. The problem is, Iran is extremely emboldened. They've launched the biggest missile attacks yet against Israel and countries that host U.S. military bases and naval bases. They have hit multiple more ships in the Strait. And that's the day that Lloyd's of London said, okay, we'll start insuring ships again. No, you won't. And that's why Trump had geared up the 82nd Airborne and a bunch of other infantry troops to get ready to try to go in and take the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz, which I predict the U.S. will take at heavy casualties, because then they're going to be at point-blank range fighting the Iranian military, who are not slouches, and then they're going to have to hold it. And those positions are going to get bombarded. So we are going into full war if this doesn't get shut down. And I mean shut down fast. When Trump came out Sunday night, Monday, repeatedly saying, oh, off-ramp, we're going to end it, it's almost over, victory. You notice oil went back down. Now it's shooting back up, stock market's down. And if Iran wants to keep pushing, then we will be completely sucked into this. And Trump has walked us directly into a trap. I mean, right now we got a medium-sized bear trap on our leg. We can pry it open and get it off and go get a cast on our leg. But if this continues, it's going to be our neck in the bear trap. So here's the bottom line. Trump got really upset. This has now been confirmed by the White House at the Israelis and asked them, what are you doing over the weekend when they bombed most of Iran's oil refineries and infrastructure? Because that's an energy war. And if we do that or Israel does that, then it's kosher for the Iranians to start hitting all the energy, which is sitting ducks over there. And so Trump is threatening grave consequences to Iran if they continue to close the Strait of Hormuz. But you've already killed their leader. You've killed a bunch of other leadership. You wounded the new guy they elected, the Mullah Council. He's wounded. And the Iranians have thousands deep of people that they'll just stick in there as their Shiite leader. So you've got Israel trying to censor the missiles coming in day and night, hitting targets, but it still gets out. I've seen the wreckage all over Israel. The only city they're not targeting is Jerusalem, because it's a holy city. But all the other cities and towns are getting blown to hell. And yes, Iran's being blown to hell. And Trump really thought they'd last 2 to 4 days. And none of the experts that have really good track records agree with that. They said months, if not indefinitely. And then Trump, if you remember, said, well, we'll be there 20 years if need be. We'll destroy your whole country. Over the weekend, the Iranians said, okay, well, let's just do that then. So we couldn't beat the Vietnamese because they wouldn't give up. You'd have to kill them all to do that. It's the same story over and over again, not just with our empire, but others. And the Iranians, I would say, are probably even more dangerous than the Vietnamese were. So this is a quagmire. And I mean, if you want $150 a barrel oil and you want to ensure that we go into a depression, then let's just keep going down this road. And again, the big mega banks, BlackRock and all of them, they've wanted to position us for collapse, for consolidation and control. That's their admitted plan, the Great Reset. So now they can get Trump in a quagmire. Israel gets what it wants to take out its enemies or put them into a quagmire. Israel always talks about having two enemies fight each other. Well, a lot of leadership in Israel sees us as the enemy. It's like that from Russia with Love opening scene where Spectre is explaining how they're going to play Russia and the U.S. off against each other. Well, this is the U.S. and Iran off against each other. Then Israel sits back and laughs about it. Just like Israel created Hamas and funded Hamas and stood down on October 7th. It's the same story over and over again. But even Israeli top government advisors are now leaking to the press over there saying, ooh, we probably shouldn't have done this. This is out of control. You think so? So the arrogance, the bravado, the hubris, the delusional chutzpah, bare minimum is going to wreck the world economy. Could kill the U.S. petrodollar. It's doing that. We were turning the country around and exerting force properly and doing good economic deals. And the country was coming back. And now this. And I just reported the facts Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I got massively attacked everywhere. as a Qatari agent and a traitor, and I love the mullahs, and you're an idiot. Watch. They're going to fall in days. And it didn't happen. Just like when I said the Trump administration tried to cover up Epstein a year ago. This will only make it bigger. These are no-brainers, people. Look at these headlines. And these stories are true because we have the inside sources. How Trump and his advisors miscalculated Iran's response to war. And it goes into how they really believe they would fall within 2 to 4 days. We already know this. They admitted it. And they had all these closed-door meetings with members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, have confirmed this, saying that. And they believe the public would rise up and overthrow the mullahs. But the majority of Trump's top advisors that are military and intelligence said, we don't believe that's going to happen. The bare minimum, the cover was going to be getting rid of their nuclear program and missiles, but the real plan was regime change. So they sold it as just defanging Iran, but the real plan is regime change. Okay. Well, what do you do when Iran starts taking out the desalinization plants for the fresh water in the Middle East? Upwards of 70% of it in the Middle East comes from desalinization. Some countries even higher. That's the average. What do you do when they close Strait Hormuz, which they've done? What do you do when they continue to have basically unlimited missiles they've been stockpiling for decades? Well, you got to send troops in then, or you got to give up. But then what do you do when you declare victory and pull out and stop bombing? And Israel continues, or even if Israel stops, Iran doesn't stop. So, yes, Chinese and Iranian tankers are allowed in and out because Iran controls it. And now you have Iranian and Chinese-led tankers leading other countries' ships through. But again, that means the West is shut off, but not the East. Iran-U.S. war, latest news. Cargo ships hit in Strait of Hormuz. Drones have struck fuel tankers at the major port of Oman, the country's state media has reported. The Oman news agency said several drones were shot down while others struck the fuel tankers at Salalah Port. Vanguard Tech, a private marine security company, reported that the suspension of the port's operations after the attack on its southern section. Donald Trump said there's particularly nothing left to target in Iran after a U.S.-led military campaign. This president insisted that the war would end soon in a phone call with American news outlet Axios over the weekend. He added that there was little this and that left to strike before stating, any time I want to end it, it will end. What if the Iranians don't want it to end, Mr. President? Because that's what they said. They said, we're not stopping. Oh, you didn't think about that, did you? So Iran's ramped up strikes, more defiant, cargo ships hit with Strait of Hormuz, Trump miscalculated response. 150 U.S. troops wounded so far. IAEA largest ever oil release. And here's the most important article. Iran is becoming more defiant in the face of U.S.-Israeli onslaught. Iran has spurned two messages from Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, seeking a ceasefire as its leaders since it's not losing the war and the U.S. president is at a minimum feeling the political pressure. Yeah, you notice last Friday Trump said, okay, let's have a ceasefire, and Iran said no. So then Trump put out a Truth Social the next day saying, unconditional surrender is all you can do, and we may have to totally destroy your country, but we may be there 20 years, but we'll do it. So see, Trump reached out and said, okay, let's stop. They went, no. So Trump, for face-saving, went, well, no surrender, unless it's unconditional. It's stupid. But Trump's non-military advisors just told him, you know, oh, sir, look how great Venezuela went. This is going to be just fine. Totally two different animals. Trump advisors urge him to find an Iran exit ramp, fearing political backlash. Yeah, what did I say 11 days ago? I said, you must find your off-ramp as soon as you figure out that you were lied to and that it wasn't going to fall in 4 days. Get out of there before the Iranians totally commit. Because the longer they can hold on, the more it boosts them in the eyes of the world. You got Russia and China helping them. We are so punch drunk as a population with normalcy bias that the Middle East or Central Asia is a billion miles away and, well, we're America and we're unstoppable. They've spent tens of trillions of dollars on these wars. Much of the country looks like a rust belt of potholes and, you know, meth heads and people on fentanyl. I mean, you know what it's like out there. And the economy is in shambles. And here we go again with a war that continues, trillions of dollars. Not to mention what it does to the economy outside of the money we got to pay. And again, these forever wars are always based on WMDs we've got to get. We got to take them out. Yeah, the $5.6 billion just in munitions is nothing compared to all of the personnel and all of the insurance problems. And then that's nothing compared to the energy prices exploding. I haven't done the math. What is oil almost doubling in 12 days, 11 days? How much money is that? How much? I mean, that's got to be hundreds of billions of dollars. If not, I mean, it's going to be trillions. And again, that's real inflation. That's the baseline that, that grows all the inflation at every level. I know everybody knows this. Putin shares proposals to end the Iran war quickly in call with Trump. Offered to broker the deal. Stocks drop as oil rebounds over 90 on escalating war, ignoring looming SPR release. Lloyd's of London says the Gulf tanker coverage available as Strait erupts in chaos again with more ships struck, so now it won't be available. As soon as Lloyd's of London said, okay, we'll reinsure, okay, the Iranians hit two ships. Said, see? We're in control. We're the captain now. Trump says, remember, Iran war to end soon. There's practically nothing left. Really, nothing left. Is that why the Iranians are hitting more targets than ever? So again, Trump says he'll decide when it ends. No, you don't. It's like if you walk up to somebody in a restaurant, random person, some dude, and punch him in the face, you go, it's over now. We're done. The guy's like, no, dude, we're not done. I'm about to get up and attack you. We're going to see who's going to win this fight. Now, you may end up beating his ass. But at the end of the day, we are being sucked into something that is not our fight. And we know it's all been Israel's plan along with the neocons and others. And the globalists want control of that region. So there's a lot of factors, but Israel's the heart of it. Since before 9/11. And Iran's the last country they want. But I predicted that as soon as they attacked Iran and went for regime change, they would announce their next target, which they did, Turkey. So now we have the former prime minister and a bunch of others saying, oh, Turkey. We may have to go to war with Turkey. Oh, that's wonderful. Turkey's probably even more powerful than Iran. In fact, for sure is. I mean, Turkey's the former base of the Ottoman Empire. It's got all that history and military stuff and the biggest conventional military in Europe other than the Russians. Look it up. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go to war with, and I guess they think we'll go to war with Turkey with them, right? A NATO member. I've got new clips of the Israelis on TV saying, if we have to, we will hit Turkey too. So they better watch it. I'm just like, oh, they probably will. The Israelis are crazy. And if you want to get yourselves killed, go ahead. But don't try to drag me in with it. But I mean, that's it. I'm so sick of this. It's like I'm being led around by a chain around my neck with Israel. I don't want to be led around by it. I'm trying to get out of it. Yeah. This is a clip of the guy 2 days ago. He said it again last night. I've got the clip here. We're warning Turkey. You better watch it. We know you're planning something. You need to submit to us. You need to. So Israel's not going to stop, folks. Not never going to stop. This is never ending. If they got the entire Middle East, it'd be, now we need the entire Europe, or now we need all of Africa. Now it's called megalomania. Now, I want to open the phones up specifically for current, recurrent, you know, the head of the line, and former military or aid workers, State Department people, folks that have worked in the region, who have first-hand knowledge of the area. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? What would you add to this? What do you think Trump's off-ramp will be? Do you think if Trump declares victory and tries to pull back, the Iranians will stop blasting everybody? I don't think so, until they get a bunch of concessions. And then even if they're about to get concessions, will Israel stop bombing? Remember, Israel triggered us going in. Trump wanted more limited strikes a few months ago. But Israel's like, no. And then, no, we say go. We've launched our fighters and bombers. Now you better go. Unbelievable. So the other big wild card is, will the deep state, will Israel stage false flags in America, blame it on Iran if a peace deal is about to be made? Or is the White House message that the go code went out with sleeper cells to attack the American people and try to kill Trump? Did Iran actually give the go code, which they do have sleeper cells, and this would be the time, and it was part of the original plan when they closed the Strait of Hormuz, when they hit the doomsday switch to turn their sleeper cells loose? So I don't know whether Iran really activated the sleeper cells. Or I don't know if the deep state, you know, just claimed they did and told Trump that they're about to stage false flags. So you got those big wild cards in there. That's the ace of spades for the bad guys. And I know the Iranians actually think they're going to fall. Then the really nasty stuff they've got up their sleeve and the sleeper cells will be activated. So we're in such a dangerous moment in history right now that it's really impossible to hype it to the full level of how important it really is. So here's the toll-free number to join us. The first round will be current military, former. I'll go right to you, I promise. And then we'll open up for everybody else into the second hour. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're calling from outside the country and a toll-free number doesn't work for you, you can dial 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And now we've got all the headlines, the sleeper cells. So that's the toll-free number. We'll come back and go right to your calls. Then I've got more Israeli officials calling for the total censorship of the Internet so they can't be criticized. I mean, I'm not trying to just bash Israel all day. It's just Israel's constantly at the center of censorship, World War III, manipulating our government. It's just, it's true. Lindsey Graham's running around foaming at the mouth as usual, trying to expand the war, threatening our Arab allies to get directly involved. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother,
mother,
mother.
Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Can you hide them?
Can you hide them from the wedding world?
Twilight of InfoWars. By the way, we've survived so many attacks by the deep state, by the globalists, that when I announced that the Texas receiver over the company and the battles we've had in court has come to a head, and they're refusing to let us even sign the contracts for internet, power, everything, and we pushed those contracts out months and months. Now they're saying we've been going month to month for almost a year with some of these contracts. The providers have been very nice, even violated their contracts, let us do that with different internet service providers and things, satellite providers, you name it. And now they're just like, nope, you can't spend the money on that. And so they're just pulling the plug on us. And maybe I could extend out to the end of April, but the really, we may get cut off before then in the next few weeks as systems turn off. Just because they're not letting us spend the money. The money's there. And the reason they're doing this is, and I'm going to go to your calls. Well, I'm going to go to your calls. In the next hour, I'll do a major update on the future of InfoWars. But I need listeners to understand that you go to Real Alex Jones on X, you go to Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. That's where you'll find us when we get shut down, the new news sites, the things that have been built, the things that have been done. And it's very important to support the AlexJonesStore.com because it's funding InfoWars. But when InfoWars shuts down, it is the main sponsor and owns the Alex Jones Network, because the way this has been set up, I can't own a company with the fake dischargeable judgments. Now, we have it on appeal with the Supreme Court. It's going to get shut down there. They've got big problems, and they're not even able to come in and get InfoWars and even the equipment and stuff. The courts have said at the federal court they can't do that. But the state court with Judge Gloria Gamble, the literal anti-Fasoros judge, says she doesn't care. And so they're just going to pull the plug like they did before, sending in a federal receiver, federal trustee, saying close the doors out of court order. The judge shut that down a year and a half ago. And then they had a fake auction with a new U.S. trustee they brought in, and that got shut down. So we've survived a lot of crazy stuff. So there becomes this normalcy bias, like when grandpa's had cancer for 6 years and keeps living, keeps having surgeries, and you're at his house one day eating dinner with him, and he's fine. You play dominoes with him, and oh, you get a call 3 days later, grandpa's dead. You know, so just, this is the real deal. I had Jimmy Dore on yesterday, and I like Jimmy, you know, good talk show host, great comedian. He just looked at me and he said, Alex, you know, basically, we know you sold out because they got rid of your $1.5 billion judgment, and we know that's why you're still on the air. And I'm just looking at him like, that's not true. You can read all the court cases. The battle goes on. But because we survived so much, it must not be real. Well, I'll assure you, this crew knows how real it is. I'll assure you, I do. I assure you, our vendors do. I assure you of that. But it's just people that have never been in the arena at the level I've been in it and have never survived as many attacks, it just can't be real. And it's bizarre. Well, Jones must be bad because he's still on air. Yeah, we've spent $25 million of money you gave us in the last 8 years battling Paul Weiss Law Firm, the top Democrat law firm, and others who spent, they filed in court a year ago, 320-something million suing us with the Justice Department, the DOJ, the rest of it. I said I'd update next hour. I'm already doing it. But the point is that now that we have new owners, new company, I'm just the news director, they can try to mess with them. They'll run to brick walls. It's all completely legal and kosher and clean. They're the real owners, all the rest of it. They can still mess with me, but that will then scale back the legal costs by 95%. And then the new owners can focus on hiring more talk show hosts, more journalists, cranking up the Alex Jones Network, and just doing our job fighting the new world order. But I need your prayers, and I need your support, and I need you to go to the AlexJonesStore.com, where we have the most amazing products. People have really wanted X2. It hasn't been available for about a year. It is the best, cleanest, pure iodine. The same manufacturer made it for Bigley, but even stronger. They were able to tweak the patent for doing it. Nobody else has this. It's pure iodine. Nobody else has it. They say they do. They don't. This is the only true atomic iodine, meaning on the periodic table, totally pure. So good for you. So good for your pineal gland. So good for detoxing your cells. Essential. We have it now back in stock, thealexjonesstore.com, for 50% off for VIPs, 25% off for everybody else. Unlimited supply. They got a first run. Takes 6 to 8 weeks to make it. More's coming in a month or so, but if you want to secure yours, get yours now. We also have so many new ball caps and T-shirts designs in, some of the best there at thealexjonesstore.com, and that is what funds this operation. And so thank you for standing with us. And the fact that we survived under all these attacks has been really good, because it came out, the CIA started it, the FBI ran it, the DOJ ran it, all came out in court. They're really exposed, how they rigged the court cases, how HBO produced the movie about it. I mean, I was forced into this Truman Show. I didn't realize it was totally fake until I was in the middle of it. I mean, just the arrogance of this, ordering me under penalty of arrest and for contempt to go to those fake trials. And I didn't realize until the second trial I saw the script on the judge's desk when I went there testifying, the same script, the same rules, the same font that I saw in Texas. With you can't say you're innocent, you know, all these dozens of things I couldn't do. And it hit me. And I was like, my God, this is totally scripted. That's why I can never barely talk. And I couldn't challenge fake evidence against me. And we're countersuing a major civil rights lawsuit. Not one media outlet picked it up. The internet all read it a few weeks ago. I told you about that. We're deposing him, going after him. I mean, we're in full battle mode here, folks. Full battle mode. They have been trying to get us off the air for so long because of you. We're still here. So I salute you and I thank you. All right. We're going to go to Tom, a Navy construction force. I want to ask him about the Strait of Hormuz. Josh in Arizona, Navy. We're going to go to Sean in California, Marine. Matt in Indiana, a senior military strategist, security strategy in Iran. Jay is in Israel, American citizen. And we'll also go to Jack in Virginia, Army. Tim in Georgia, who's Army. So I'm going to try to move to you as quickly as possible. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go to, in the order these calls are received, who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Matt in Indiana. Matt in Indiana, senior military strategist, security strategy for Iran. Please give us your take.
Hey, Alex, great talking with you again. I had called in when Stuart Rhodes was there regarding the isolation, international policies that the administration is exhibiting. And as we continue down this path, that was several days ago, I'm still struggling with the political aims of the Trump administration. And you can see that they are getting some bad guidance or bad recommendations. I mean, it's just as we look at General Petraeus, for example. Obviously, he is a learned man and an experienced practitioner of, you know, the protracted warfare, right? Once it gets into the insurgency and then how we counter that.
Now, obviously, you know what you're talking about. I can hear the technical terms, which I barely understand studying it. Dumb it down for us first. Am I right that this is a disaster? Am I wrong? In general, give it to us like we're 5 years old and then get into the technicals.
Yeah, so Alex, let me say, broadly speaking, as we look at this, I mean, we don't know that it's a disaster, right, as we look at it. It depends on, you know, cost-benefit analysis, right? So, but the administration is leading us to believe that this is a total disaster because they're not communicating to us their political aims or the end state of this, of this military action in Iran. And that's the problem. So we're left to derive our own assessment of this, which is a absolute disaster. Then, as we look outside of the administration and we look at some actual practitioners of national security strategy, particularly Petraeus, who served at the highest levels of the intelligence community and within the military, we look at this strong reaction with Russia sharing intel. Probably targeting information to the Iranians. It's like, and we're shocked by that. And I thought, now wait a minute, that was one of the clear risks going into this from anyone who has any common sense whatsoever.
Absolutely. I mean, Russia has a defense treaty with them.
Alex, precisely. And oh, by the way, haven't we been doing that to Russia in Ukraine for the past decade?
So what was the White House is ignoring the threat escalation letter and how the rules of war work.
They are. And you have to tie action to some type of interest. Is it a security interest? Is it a prosperity interest? Is it national values interest? Those are all your three large.
You got to know what your enemies are willing to do.
That's right. And is it worth it, right? And so as we look, and so early on, you know, there were some talking points. Hey, the IRGC had been killing U.S. troops in Iraq with roadside. Yep, that's true. Well, guess what? Soleimani paid the ultimate price in 2020 for that, and we assassinated him. That was under Trump's purview.
And I think that was good.
Then, right. Agreed, Alex. Agreed. So check. Now we talk about proliferation of nuclear weapons and how we want to inhibit that, restrict that. Okay, Midnight Hammer. So in June of last year, check. We checked that box. So what are we left with? Are we left with a regime change? Which I mean, how many times do we have to play this over and over again?
Well, that's right, and they've said it's only about the nukes and the missiles. No, it's about regime change. No, it's about this. No, it's about that. We're going to totally destroy you. A day later, no. Trump says, let's do a peace deal. Iran says, screw you. And what about the problem, even if Trump tries to shut this down, there's a good chance Iran thinks it's in the driver's seat will continue.
Of course they will. And that's when you start looking at the cultural piece of this, Alex. And I know we're getting pretty far down the path here, but it's worth discussing, right? So when you look at Trump, so my going in stance was, what an ignorant guy as far as geopolitics, right? And particularly when you're using military as the primary instrument of national power. But as we step back and look at who Trump is and his experience base, this is not an inexperienced guy with cultural considerations. When you do, multilateral or, you know, international business negotiations, you have a cultural appreciation. You bet you do. And you study who's going to be doing negotiations and business with and understand you're anticipating what their needs are and how you can meet them, but still achieve your negotiation objectives. And so he knows this process. So again, from any perspective, I look at this problem set, I see there's something disastrous, to use your quote, Alex, in this whole assessment and the whole execution of it, and unfortunately probably going to be the outcome. I know we've already paid the price in blood, certainly treasure, but blood is the price that we don't like to pay.
Well, what if Iran continues to block the Strait of Hormuz? And obviously, I'm not a expert strategist, but I've read what they've said. Only, basically, we have to send troops in to take the other side of the Strait of Hormuz. Or is there other ways to stop that?
Well, so again, we get back to the assessment, right? A piece from the administration. There was a bold statement about how we had eradicated the Iranian Navy. Well, guess what? Those anti-ship ballistic missiles are largely land-based in that area. So, I mean, that really doesn't hold water. And that's the frustration from anyone who looks at this and is really
trying to discern. And they can fly $20,000 drone all day into things.
Yeah, right, Alex. And that's all land-based, right? And so that's where, so as much as we all enjoy air superiority, it doesn't win wars. And it's not a defining military capability that can accomplish this. Well, suppose it ends. I mean, we don't know what the end is, right? So we're grasping here, but let's just call it open the Straits of Hormuz. Guess what? I doubt that they're going to be able to completely eradicate all of the threats for the Straits to allow those ships to be insured to get through there unscathed. It's just not going to happen.
Well, we all know, just like Iwo Jima, truly dominating something is taking it over physically on the ground and hoisting your flag on top of the skulls of your enemies. And that is, we are far from that. And the fact that we've even had the administration talking about boots on the ground, I don't think Americans have the stomach for what it would take, even with our better weapons. I would imagine the amount of troops it would take to actually go in and remove the mullahs. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, well, so to physically remove them, I guess I'm looking at it more like the force ratio calculus of like what it takes for to fight a full up counterinsurgency. You're talking one security force for 6,000 people in the population. So as you extract that out for, you know, 90 million, take, I don't know what, half of them probably aren't going to agree. So you've got, you know, 45 million. Potential insurgents, and for, you know, every 600 of those, you need a security bubba, whether that's us or could, you know, arguably could be Iranian as well. But, those numbers don't add up. And that's to stabilize the country, by the way. So, which, you know, then you have the whole discussion of, you know, if you break it, do you buy it? Which in this case, I don't think we can do that. And I know your favorite Senator Lindsey Graham, I say that tongue in cheek.
I understand.
Yeah. He said that's not our responsibility. I don't know that I would use him as the authority on that.
Well, they said, what's the plan? He said, I don't know and I don't care.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So Sounds like a real rocket scientist to me. And all he is a military lawyer. He doesn't know anything.
Right, right. And then so as we look down, right, those national interests, I mean, look at values, right? So that's one-third of the things that we value when we're forming a national security strategy. How does that play to the U.S. to see, you know, the most senior representatives of the population say it's not our problem, we don't care, we just going to come in
Well, let me ask you this in closing, because I think you called before, you said you worked in the national security at the White House. I mean, I can tell. What do you think Trump should do right now? I mean, it's oversimplified, but I mean, I think obviously an exit ramp is what they're saying they want. Well, what is that, and what will we have to do with Iran to get them to accept it? And then how do we stop the Israelis continuing to attack and not letting us get out of it?
Well, for him, he needs to come up with – so what's vitally important from him through the political lens is to come up with a message that resonates with the people on how he can declare some semblance of victory, right? And he needs to talk through those terms of, you know, of national interest, through security, through prosperity, through values, right? So we have freed the Iranian people from, you know, the oppressive regime that was there. They've been murdering their own people. They murdered U.S. troops. Okay, we freed them from that. Now we're going to empower their populace to decide their own fate, full stop, right? If we feel like we have some ownership of the straits where all that, you know, the oil in particular passes through, but if I'm not mistaken, Alex, I think the biggest consumer or customer of that would
China.
Be China, who is another potential adversary. So again, it just we get back into this loop of you know, what is our interest? Why are we risking?
Yeah, bottom
this?
Line, it was, you know, too risky. Shouldn't have been done. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Alex, apologize. So to answer your question, come up with a message on declaring victory that resonates with the people. I mean, I'm sure there's smarter people than myself, and they would be able to craft that. I could probably do a 90% version for them, and then he needs to figure out what the security plan moving forward is going to be. And he's probably going to have to barter some deals with you know, the adversaries, right?
So and then Israel's not going to like that and is going to stage a false flag or keep attacking him. And then what do we do about that?
Well, so that would become their problem. And I have for decades questioned our loyalties to Israel. I have questioned this Christian Judeo, you know, because I don't think there's a shared affinity there for each other's faith, and so I don't want to get on the Israel bashing train, because guess what? Yeah, all Jews aren't bad. I got it.
Sure, but they got their interest. We've got ours. I got to jump because I said great call. I said I'd go to callers quickly. That was a super smart guy. So we spent 10 minutes with him. Thank you, sir, for calling. We really respect that. Let's go to. Again, here's the callers. Get to all of you. Kevin, Bill, Josh, Sean, Jay, Mike, Jack, Tim, Stacker, Lester. Let's go to Sean in California's Marine, then Jay in Israel, and others. Sean, your take on the situation. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm going to play a little memory lane with you relating back when I was at 4th Med Battalion, Miramar, down there as a comm bubba. Make a long story short, we used to have this thing called propaganda. We've had it then, we've had it now. And I was on the way out when 9/11 happened, and I can distinctly recall that all the propaganda was against Shiite as opposed to Sunni. And it was your show and others that were showing their distinct factions like Wahhabists, Sunni, and so on. But for some reason, the propaganda machine was only making punchlines about Shia happens and so on. So this whole Persia, Israel, or Israel-Iran thing, it's been in the mix for decades of bills.
That's right. If you go back 25 years, they tried to pin 9/11 on the Shiites when it's the opposite group. If you even believe the official story, Al-Qaeda is the other group out of Saudi Arabia.
Correct. And we find Israel has their hands in a lot of those Sunni terrorist factions, like you pointed out with Hamas, you know, being started.
Well, they just installed the new dictator of Syria, Israel did with Turkey. He's a freaking Al-Qaeda leader.
Absolutely correct. So my point with this is, we know Trump to be at that level of business, you can't necessarily know all the intricacies of the New World Order, so he has to rely on that inner circle we're talking about. So we got to breach that inner circle, remove that inner circle, and have people who are actually competent in policy there, And I think that inner circle, you know, you've talked about Flynn and Roger Stone and others getting into it. I've talked with Rob Dew about options for that. We have to get that crowd out from him. And like the Chinese emperor, get him out of that bubble. Because I'm even worried with that red rash he had on his neck. What exactly are they doing to him? Why are we not seeing him as publicly and so on? It almost seems to me like this plays right into what BlackRock and their friends in Israel want, which is our energy collapses with the Iran situation, and the satanic element is they kill all these people by burning that oil in the process.
That is an excellent point. They want a great reset. They want to collapse the West and put us into pure debt under BlackRock. And they did it with the COVID release, and now they're doing it with this war. 100%. They love this. They've totally set Trump up.
Exactly. And you can see Lindsey Graham smiling and licking his lips and probably wondering when he gets to visit the island next. So, you know, Alex, my thing is kind of like yours. We got the long-term 3,000-foot view. We got to get someone to Trump who can get him that view so he snaps out of this malaise and we get MAGA back on point. And thanks for letting me have a say. I got to get back to my work here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Wow, what smart callers. I am just so honored to have you guys. I don't want to cut other callers short. We're going to go to a two-minute break. I'm going to come back to Jay in Israel, an American citizen, travels for business, get his take what it's like being there because they're censoring so much. The strikes, and then we're going to go to everybody in the order your calls are received. I'm going to try to get to you quicker now, but that first caller, last caller was super smart too. Wow. I mean, this is just really important information, and you're not going to get dumbed down slop here on this show, okay? Platitudes and slogans, and I mean, we got slogans that are real, like 1776 is the answer to 1984, but when you know it's a slogan, it's a slogan. Like, hey, slogan, we're for freedom. But when we talk about issues, we are into the technical information. We don't want to put out a stupid signal. We want to put out intelligence. We treat you like you're smart because you are. Please remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're how we reach more people. So that local AM or FM station, please support them. Please support their sponsors. And please tell everybody in your town or city, tune into that station. Tell somebody at the 7-Eleven. Tell your crew at work. Tell your church. And anybody, wherever you are, can tell your friends, family, neighbors, your email list, your text message list, hey, Alex Jones is on air right now. And send them the X feed at Real Alex Jones. And if they don't have X, tell them download it. Or they tell them go to Rumble. Don't even need an app for that. Go to Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. Share it. That's how we reach more people. And don't forget, the original X2 is back even stronger, now known as T3, a new formula even stronger, the same original iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited supplies, selling out quick. Big sales are there as well. Check it out now at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we're able to stay on the air regardless of what happens to InfoWars. I need your help, plus these are great products. Hour number two straight ahead. Take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When you look at every angle, it's a quagmire. It'll drive up energy prices, get a bunch of people killed. Very low probability of removing the mullahs. But the military-industrial complex likes to have endless wars, like Julian Assange said. He got their documents. They want just wars that never get solved. Israel wants to control the region. It's just bad, bad, bad. And the fact that Israel's calling the shots, I'm against it just on that point alone. And now Israel's under the most intense attacks politically ever, so their response is just censor everybody. And I got clips of that. It's just, and then it makes Israel more and more at the center of everything. It makes the whole world about for Israel or against Israel. I don't want to be against Israel, but I cannot sit there and support Israel trying to run our lives and get us all killed. And then the more Israel gets opposed, the more wild-eyed Israel gets. It's a disaster. Same thing with the Iranians. It is just a disaster. Why is the Middle East running our lives? Why is it the center of our world? Please, can we just have the Monroe Doctrine again? Trump said he would, but he's deviated from that massively. Jay in Israel, American citizen, traveling there for business. What are you witnessing? What do you think?
Yeah, hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I agree largely with you in regard to the war. I don't like it at all. And, yeah, I'm traveling here. I'm going to head back in a few days. But as an American, I don't think Trump sold this well to the American people. So, the Americans don't like it. Israelis obviously like it. And, you know, we can't blame them because at the end of the day, they are threatened by their neighbors. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, Israel wants it. Trump should stand up to them. That is correct. And if I could say one thing to, you know, your listenership, it's just that, you know, I see a lot of things online just, you know, vilifying Israelis in particular. And the populace of Israel are amazing people. They're not at all, you know, BV or anything else. I understand your beef with all those guys, but, you know, you have Dan Bilzerian, you know, saying he wants to go kill Israelis. That stuff is just awful because it's really not the people of Israel. Are not
Look, what's happening is everybody's having a contest to see how much bad stuff they can say. How can they attach everything to Israel? How can they blame everything on Israel? And I don't do that, so I have those very crowds saying I'm an Israeli agent. Because I just call balls and strikes and come at things from a Christ-like perspective of just trying to be honest. And when Israel's bad, I'm going to report on it. But I'm also not going to sit there and make stuff up about it and then just flail around attacking anyone that doesn't, you know, commit to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I love listening to you, Alex. And I agree with you completely about the war. I think Trump needs to wrap this up because the midterms are coming up. And as an American, you know, I care a lot about my Israeli friends. But if Trump loses the midterms, then America goes down the tubes. And I'm afraid that, you know, the longer this plays out, the worse, the worse the midterms will be for the Republicans. And that'll set the country back quite a bit. So,
well, what about Trump trying to give them an off ramp? They didn't want it. So, I mean, Iran more and more because they're willing to get obliterated. It puts them in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I don't like that at all because even for the Israelis, that's terrible. Iran should not be, you know, having any leverage at all. And Israel, unfortunately, as you correctly point out, they have the worst people in charge for their PR and for just being regarded on the world stage the way they are. They mess up completely.
And they're only doubling down. And then openly admitting they're manipulating our internal politics. And then, I mean, I don't want to side with the communists and the Soros people and the Mandamis, and I'm not. It's an issue of, I don't want Israel to push us into a giant war, a war that can't be won. And then at the same time, we have the government flooding us with Muslims. I support Trump stopping that, deporting a bunch of these people. And so I'm just trying to walk the tightrope here of what's right. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Jay. Be safe. All right. We're going to break for 1 minute, join a bunch of stations, and then we're going to go to all the rest of your calls in quick succession. Amazing calls. The calls are always good, but today are just, we're hole in one today. We're 10 for 10. I mean, these are amazingly smart people. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying words, never break the chain. And if you don't love me.
All right, we're into hour number two on this live Wednesday, March 11th, 2026 transmission. I'm your host, Alexander Jones, coming to you from the heart of Texas. We're going to look at domestic politics, election fraud, the latest on Epstein, the raid on Zorro Ranch, so much more next hour. But this is important for the American people and others to be able to speak. I ask for people either in Israel or in the Middle East or who are contractors or military strategists to call in. We just had amazing callers. And we're going to continue here discussing this. But if you just joined us, I go out and I study what the wide spectrum of top military experts say, not just here, but around the world. And there was a serious consensus that this is a total roll of the dice. They were really trying for regime change, but also mitigating the missiles. They were not clear about that. Terrible messaging. And Trump really believed 2 to 4 days that the missiles would fall. That did not happen. Now they've doubled down, launching their biggest missile attacks yet and blowing up two tankers in the strait or across the strait at port with drones. And so the strait's completely closed again, and oil prices are skyrocketing up. And if you actuary it in with all the economists we've had on, Trump's recovery plan is an excellent one, basically the only plan that would work, but it hinges on energy prices being low. That's why he went and got Saudi Arabia to increase output and all the rest of it, and got us to increase output, was to help the whole world, because this all affects each other. You bake this in for even a few months, it will derail the Trump recovery, and we'll go bankrupt, which is what the central banks want. And that's why they're so happy right now. But Trump looked at this as one-dimensional. The mullahs, they can't have a nuke. They're about to have a nuke, he believed. And so that was the deciding factor. And they don't want delivery systems. But now Iran is in the driver's seat. I wouldn't say they're winning, but long-term, economically, they will. And they've been betting on, again, them giving up or rolling over. That's not happening. You say the psychology of these folks, that just was well-known and wasn't going to happen. And the way their succession system works and the way they built up parallel command and control, you could kill 1,000 of the mullahs when they elect a new one. They'll just put another one in. And AP gets it right. Iran war becomes a contest of who can take the most pain. It's like those fighting matches where they sit there and slap each other as hard as they can. These huge, mean dudes. And it's who can take, the most of that. And people have died doing that. I mean, it's like, serious business. Or those box, like when UFC first started, when they would just, those guys would just stand up toe-to-toe and just, I mean, that's what this is. And again, this is not a movie. This is not entertainment where you just roll the dice. If something's a clear objective for U.S. interests, morally right, 90% chance it's going to go well, then you can do it, even if you're a hawk. But when you got Eric Prince coming out saying, don't do this, and on Saturday, 10 days ago, 11 days ago. He goes, I can't even believe Trump did this. And he goes, watch, next is boots on the ground. Oh, no, no. Next day, we need boots on the ground. And they're gearing him up for that. So, and it was what I said. Grab the other side of the Strait of Hormuz, the Iranian side, search out the nuclear material, and take out the mullahs. How would you like, because here's the deal, we have air superiority. When the U.S. tries to send in special forces on the ground into Iran, it is like going into a hornet's nest. Now, Trump was emboldened by Venezuela. They bought off most of the Venezuelan security forces. That's why they have Cuban security forces, because they already knew that. Fully infiltrated. So you had maybe 50 Cubans that did stand and fight. And the Delta Force went in with a whole bunch of helicopters and fried them and then went in for a couple minutes and grabbed them. And it was a great, great thing they did. And they had other microwave guns and sound systems and other things, you know, the discombobulator. That doesn't work on a giant scale. You can go into a military base and get one guy. And it's still incredibly dangerous. And the military did a superlative job. I mean, it was just unbelievably good. But they were like, oh, nobody got hurt. Later we learned, well, there were some shrapnel and some woundings, but minor. And then I heard, well, no, some people got shot, but they're tough. So, not a cakewalk, okay? And yes, our military at that level has incredible precision, and no one can come anywhere close. I mean, I'd say our special operations people, particularly the Delta Force, but stuff like that, are no one's even close, okay? Not even close. Because of the technology and the troops and all of it. But you can't get excited about that, which Trump did. They now admit it. Go, well, we can do anything, sir. See? Totally different animal. Venezuela versus Iran. Let's go to the order the calls are received. Josh in Arizona Navy. What's your take on this, sir?
Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So a couple of things. Number one, I just can't stop thinking about the analogy on Anakin Skywalker and how he was prophesied to restore balance to the Force. And when things went sideways, they're like, what happened here? But they didn't realize that he did exactly what was supposed to happen in that sense. He brought the entire system down. And in this sense, kind of Trump is like that from the standpoint that, yes, globalism, he's been bringing that thing down. But unfortunately, it's bringing everything down. The empire
is
going down.
Exactly. Yoda says the prophecy was not interpreted right. It's designed to take down the Jedi for a reset and the Sith and set up a whole new system.
Exactly. And that's where that's why I'm calling now, because this Iran thing is a disaster. But we need to be looking over the horizon and thinking further beyond, because this is more of a tactical way that's going to help to bring the current order down. We need to be thinking above and beyond that.
I agree. We should not get depressed. I tell myself this, and I'm not just talking up my own psychology to make myself feel good. The devil worshiping, Satanism, everybody's waking up. The private Federal Reserve is exposed. The globalist, no one's buying this war. The public is finally waking up. And it's accelerating, and populists are getting elected everywhere, and the globalists are in panic mode. So as negative and as dangerous as this is, we actually are in the pole position. We have the initiative. Humanity is finally waking up.
Exactly. And we need to be the ones out on the vanguard thing, because it's all going to burn down, right? And this is inevitable.
This is the fourth turning every 87 years. This is a mega turning, and that's a fact that everybody knows. All the old systems are gone. Been telling you this for decades, right around this time. They even said between 2020 and 2030, they were going to implode everything to try to end history, end the cycles, and use austerity to not have the rebirth. Their attempts to suppress the rebirth, this is a human cycle. God designed us this way, just like the four seasons. You know, the time to live, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. I mean, all of this is here, and nothing is going to stop it. And their attempted suppression of the fourth turning will only make it stronger.
Correct. And you're going to see this happen. It's going to implode from the periphery in. All right. The United States will actually be the last to fall in this equation, but it's all going to come down. So, and the reason for that is it's economic. I mean, there's a lot of different forces obviously at play, but economically speaking, it's inevitable. If you look at the levels of debt, completely unsustainable. If you look at the EU Japan right now, I mean, they're boasting that they're buying most of their government debt with the central bank. That's not a good thing. Okay?
Well, remember last year, Elon went to the World Government Summit. We did it remotely. And he said, I know you're planning a giant war to do the reset. That's how elites did it in the past, which is a fact. You can't do that now. We've done the numbers. It's too dangerous. You can't cut off food to try to control people and have a reset. You've got to have prosperity and innovation now or we're all doomed. You don't end civilization to stop destruction. You expand civilization. And that's what I've been saying. I mean, that is, we have to innovate out of this. We have to transcend this now because we cannot continue to follow these cycles with all these weapons and this giant population. And the globals are like, yeah, let's kill everybody. We're like, you're not going to kill everybody. We're moral. We expose you. Your plan's dead. Plus, their own people aren't going to follow through when it comes time for them to get killed. You know, this thing they're only going to kill 90% of people is not true.
Exactly. So what has to happen here now is in my opinion, switching more tactically. In my days back in the service and the intelligence community, you know, they told us, listen, 90 to 95% of intelligence is actually unclassified. The vast majority of intelligence is out there. I mean, this show is a testament to that because it's all out there. You just need to understand and analyze and put it all together. And it's all right in their own.
That's why only 5% of the CIA classified documents are like newspaper articles or reports, but they didn't want people to know they were reading it or cared to see what they were looking at and what they understood.
Correct. Right. So the one thing I would say, Alex, is looking forward, I think you've got an asset that has been hiding in plain view for a long time. And I don't think that you have been able to take advantage of this in the way that you can and you should. Not just you, everyone, but I'm saying you in particular as kind of the spear tip on this thing. And that is the computer that Martin Armstrong created. Okay. Note that I didn't say Martin Armstrong. I know you've had him on the show, right? You've talked with him along the way. This guy is different. This situation is different than your standard guest, okay? Because he created essentially the world's first AI. This was like back in the 70s. And this computer has been remarkably accurate on all of this to yet again, the very day of this.
No, I remember he was on 6 months ago, three months, and predicted all of this.
Correct.
And so, even down to the dates, that's why I wish I had a bigger crew like I used to, because they could just go grab all the incredible stuff. Because that's what I have on as guests who are consistently right. By the way, the producers asked me 2 weeks ago, I wanted Martin Armstrong, and I said, yeah. Can we get Martin Armstrong, pretty please? I know we're, okay, good, so we're trying to get him.
Go
ahead.
This guy, Alex, please, if you'd listen to me on this, it's really, yes, get him on as a guest, but really what you ought to do is get him into the studio, do a three-hour Saturday deep dive with him, and really understand this for yourself. Because there's a reason that he was, kept in contempt, civil contempt, for like 8 years in a cell, in a solitary confinement. And that was because the CIA wanted the source code to the computer and he wouldn't give it to them. All right. So there's a reason for this. Not only that, he's probably the most, he's such a mild mannered guy that you just could, like, you don't think of what's going on here, but he literally just wrote the peace deal that was floated and put onto Putin's desk in Russia. And that's what's starting to bring that thing to a conclusion.
Well, no, I'm aware of his computer system and others they have. Where what it does is it thin slices data points, and instead of having to have quadrillions of data points to give you an AI projection, with millions, it's able to do it. And that's what human brains do. You know, like you call a cop that's a really good detective. He has hunches. No, your subconscious is way more powerful than your conscious. So the cop knows what it is. They can't consciously get the answer, but they know right where to go. And that's basically what his computer's done. It's been proven to be one of the most accurate systems out there. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to you all day, but more incredible callers. It's a paradox. Jack in Virginia, Army on Iran. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I really do appreciate you taking my call. But look, what I'm about to say is going to sound crazy. I just hope you let me speak, right? Everything that's happening right now is all related to the invasion of America by China. And I know it sounds crazy, but at least maybe you will listen, right? Look. I found out a whole bunch of things going on. Like, it all relates to the secret speech of Chinese General Zhou Haitian, right? And it's been verified. Russian defectors came out before that speech even came out and verified the plan. Everything that's happening right now is weakening our country, right? Everything from the Epstein to what's going on with ICE, to the cartel situation, now the Mideast, everything is distracting us from protecting America. They're talking about the Muslims hitting our communications. Look up Volt Typhoon. Look up Salt Typhoon. Our country's about to be attacked. Nobody talks about the 100,000 Chinese that our own government admits came in between 2001 and 2024. Nobody talks about that stuff, right? Why do we not talk about, they're the number one threat. We don't even talk about them. That needs to be looked at. That's why all of this stuff is happening.
Well, China 100% has infiltrators, military infiltrators, sabotage, telecommunications. They're in academia. They've bought off most of the Democratic Party. Look at Tim Walz is a great example, Congressman Swalwell as well. I mean, I do talk about China, and China is the big ally with Iran, and China is heavily with Bill Gates and BlackRock working against us, and now they're activating the Iranian sleeper cells. So, I mean, we do talk about China.
Well, not in the way of what they're actually planning. And let me give you an example.
Three, four months ago, they found that data center that we could have hacked and taken over a third of the phones in the country.
If we get cut off, look up the secret speech of Chinese General Zhou Haitian, right? That is the blueprint of what they're actually doing right now, right? Everything relates to that. And
you're talking about some of those unconventional warfare papers from the 90s.
No, I'm talking about the speech that the Chinese general gave, a retirement speech in 2005, talking about that China has insufficient resources to sustain itself. The only way it can survive is the occupation of America. And it sounds crazy, but the same plan was given by a Russian defector. I forget his name. I had all this information. As a matter of fact, Alex, when I found this information out, because I've been using AI to get the truth. There's a way you can search AI to get the truth about everything, right? You look at it through the lens of tyranny. And once you get it to answer the questions in relation to tyranny, everything changes. So I came out with this threat assessment. I took off work just to get an email through to you. I got Scott's name and email, said, I want you to look at this, right? And one of the threat assessments, one of the bullet points was all of our military equipment and law enforcement equipment is made by China and can have backdoor access, right? That was one of the things in the threat assessment. After I sent the email, never got a call back, I looked at the email. The email was changed to say that the security cameras in our military could be turned into guns, to make it look like I sent you a crazy email. The whole system.
I will look into it. Send me an email again. I appreciate your call. Listen, we're a ragtag crew. There's eight people that work in here in production, running all the shows, everything we do. We love your tips. We look at it all. We're drinking out of a fire hose here. We're doing the best job we can. That's why calls are great, because you get on the air, talk to millions of people. It's unfiltered. It goes right out. It's up to everybody. And so publish what you're doing, put it on X. That way you don't have to worry about it getting blocked in the email or something. All right. Let's go to Tim in Georgia, who's Army on Israel and Iran. Welcome, Tim.
It's good to be with you, Alex. Thank God for you. I want to speak about Israel. In Romans 9, Paul says all of Israel is not Israel. The people that we are dealing with is not a remnant. God has a remnant in Israel, but the majority of Israel has been cursed by God. Paul says also in Galatians 1:8, if anyone preaches any gospel other than that which I preach, is Christ crucified, is cursed. And Israel does not agree with Paul on that, so they have been cursed by God.
Well, if you read the Old Testament, God is constantly cursing Israel and sending them into bondage when they don't behave.
Yes, and that's been their theme throughout. As far as Iran goes, it's not going to be, you can't be fast in and fast out. If you want regime change, it's going to take a while, and it's going to take a lot of people dying to do it. So it's wrong. They need to pull out and save as many people as they can. But back
well,
to
that's
the
right, because a bunch of interests, Israel and others, want to sleepwalk Trump and all of us into a huge war. Notice he's trying to pull back now. He's finally figuring that out. Like, oh, sir, 4 days, it'll be no problem. No, you just committed us to war with these people, and to do this is going to be a giant war.
Yeah, that's my point. The people Trump's dealing with in Israel is not Israel. It's not the remnant God has that he's going to save. They're the ones that are just causing a lot of problems like they did back in the Old Testament. And one other thing that I was wanting to ask about, is the laser setup that they used in El Paso when it closed the airbase there and in El Paso.
For drones, yeah.
Down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would that be it? Why aren't they using it if it works great? Why aren't they using it for all those drones? Because, as you have said, we can't take $1 million missile to shoot down a $50,000 drone. We don't have that.
Well, here's the problem. They're scaling up the lasers and particle beams. They're on ships. They're on aircraft. But depending on the atmospherics, if there's any fog or any clouds, the laser power degrades down to nothing. When you're in clear blue skies, very clear, then you can get some laser power out of the distance. Now, you can have particle beams that have miniature cyclotrons that spin up a bunch of particles, and they got other systems, and then fire. That will shoot through clouds. That will take things out. Problem is that takes big platforms. For an airport or a White House or Capitol, you can have AI-run lasers that can take out drones because the drones are coming in close. So even if there's fog, the laser doesn't degrade much. You know, when it's shooting through the fog, which is, you know, you take fog and compact it, it could be like 3 feet of water, a laser shooting through. When it's shooting, say a mile, 2 miles, and there's fog, that's the equivalent of several feet of water. You know, so it's like shooting bullets into a pool, but they don't even hit the bottom, or, they slow down and drop. It's the same thing with lasers. I mean, I'm not a physicist, but I've studied and looked at the reports. But they are deploying that up, and it's not ready. It's not been scaled up. But you can't have an aircraft carrier 50 miles away with a laser shooting a drone because the ocean is there's such high humidity, and those drones are coming in at 20 feet over the water, and so the laser basically can't even reach it. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I want to thank you again for letting me speak to you. Just keep doing what you're doing. We need you here today.
Well, thank you. God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. Yeah, the answer is particle beams. The problem is there's a bunch of different systems. They've got them where they charge up and they've in a plasma tank and then they project it through, but they haven't been able to miniaturize it properly yet. And so once they have that, it's a whole different ballgame. That's kind of the Star Wars-esque thing, or other science fiction where they shoot somebody with a laser gun and they like blow up. That's not exactly like a particle beam, but still it is more accurate. So the answer is particle beams. Or you could use rail guns, and they're getting those smaller, and you can shoot a little uranium pellet out, a 22-size pellet, and that'll take them out. But again, it's all deployment technologies and the expense of them. Let's go to it's time to break. All right, Kevin, I'm coming to you next, and then we're going to go to Lester and Stacker and Mike and David Simpson, the Duke, Bill, everybody. In the order your calls are received, amazing phone calls. But I just love the head of Israeli cybersecurity, Shlomo Kramer. It's time to limit the First Amendment. And he says we have to censor the Americans because they don't like what we're doing. I mean, just come on, man. Why don't you put on the Darth Vader outfit? This is from Star Wars analogies. I mean, just... You just have to be the villain, don't you? Okay, fine. But that does not mean I'm siding with the Muslims either. Or the Democrats. We're just surrounded by crazy people. And I mean, the PR of Israel, our earlier caller said it, is the worst. I mean, Lindsey Graham is their spokesperson. He talks about killing people and starts licking his lips. I mean, he looks like a vampire bat. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best Bethlehem Blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off Methylene Blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality Methylene Blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best Methylene Blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And so is Israel, and so the other countries in the region that host U.S. military bases. And they're saying that they expect even bigger attacks tonight, Israel bracing for that. Dozens of countries agree to release 400 million barrels of oil to ease Iran war crunch. We got big election fraud news that's been coming out next hour with Mike Lindell. I'm going to shift gears to domestic issues, a lot of other news that the Democrats are up to. Big news on FBI seizing election records in Arizona this time, not just Georgia. Smartmatic cries vindictive and selective prosecution as DOJ moves forward with bribery case. So we're seeing some action there from Trump and the DOJ, a rare thing. Let's move quickly through your calls. Kevin in South Carolina, Army on the Iran conflict. Welcome. Go ahead, Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome. All right, Kevin's gone. Thank you, Kevin. Let's talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Sorry if I'm out of breath. I'm doing yard work.
I know the feeling. Multitasking.
If you look at the track record of the president, the first time around, what I can see, and I'm sure some other people can, but I don't think he's intentionally corrupt. I think he has a bad habit of picking the wrong people for his administration and then looking at the wrong people when he gets in there. Because if you clearly look at Pence and Bolton, Barr, the list goes on and on. So we gave him a pass the first time, saying, well, he wasn't really a politician and he really didn't know. Then COVID shot everything down with the great things he was doing. And now you have Pam Bondi, Cash Patel. It goes on and on. And now everything was going great. And now the new Iran is the new COVID.
It's I totally agree. It will do just as much damage or more as COVID if it continues. And that's why Trump's trying to get an off-ramp, and Iran's saying no off-ramp, buddy, which is what people warned him they do.
And our first president was a general, and everyone loved him. And I'm just putting this out there. People love you. People love General Flynn. And we have to take control of this ourselves. We're putting too much faith in one man. So if your people and General Flynn's people and everybody builds a case, one of the biggest things I think we could do to help save the country is we can't put term limits on Congress and the Senate, but we can audit them. So, you know, that will cut them down for the corruption and the theft and all the rest of the crap they're doing. But
well, the good news is corruption's on its heels. The public doesn't buy BS like they used to. More people are waking up than ever, so you're right. But I know Trump's a good man overall. He's done so much good. It's just that definitely he got manipulated on this. And notice now he's trying to get out of the war because he realizes he was set up. Thanks for the call. Great points. Kevin got back on in South Carolina. So let's go back to Kevin. Kevin, Army, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? I was going to talk to you, buddy.
Welcome.
So I got to agree with a gentleman a few calls back. He was talking about an exchanging of blows. Absolutely, I think that's what this is. I think it's going to be an exchange of blows until somebody concedes. It's definitely no mistake that China's trying to push out the petrol dollar, trying to reestablish economic dominance, and Iran is tied right in the middle of this entire thing. I honestly believe we should go in fast and hard, tactically take out as much military infrastructure as possible to make them concede to understand, hey, this is what could happen. You don't attack us. You don't freaking cut off the world just because you want to throw a fit. That's not what's going to happen.
Trump could have declared victory on that. Instead, he talked about regime change, and now the Iranians have decided to not just wait and every year get bombed. They've decided to make their move. So what do you think is going to happen?
I agree. Well, I believe that if Iran decides to make their move, then unfortunately, at the state that we're at, we're going to be pushed into it. Now, how long it will last, I'm not sure, but I do think we need to take a tactical stance on it. Obviously not go in and just completely level the place, but be smart about it in order to reestablish dominance of the area.
Well, I understand from a purely geopolitical military view what you're saying is one layer of this. When I point this out, people go, oh, you're covering up for Israel. Like when I had Jimmy Dore on yesterday, he asked, well, why did Trump do this? So I said, well, Israel wants it. Military-industrial complex wants it. It's also the grand chessboard. They've said for 100 years that's the key area for us to control. You got the Belt and Road Initiative coming through there. They're trying to block China finishing that, which is how we still are dominant of the petrodollar. And Saudi Arabia asked Trump to do it, which is in the New York Times. And he's like, wait a minute, you're saying Israel doesn't run everything. You're covering up for Israel. And I went, no, Israel's the main driver of this with their lobby. And they directed when the strikes would be and things. It's wrong. I just stated facts. So many people are so obsessed with Israel, they think if I talk about China that I'm covering up for Israel. It makes absolutely no sense that these people don't even know other players. Also, the anti-Israel crowd, when I criticize Islam and talk about how it's cancer, they go, no, Israel, Israel. And a lot of these anti-Semite people now literally support Islam and are allied with it. It's bonker town. No, I'm against what Israel's doing. I'm very concerned. We shouldn't do this for their interest. You can have the argument for geopolitical interest that Trump's blocking China, but still you can't do it because I don't think the objective can be gained as Trump was advised. That's why, at the end of the day, I said don't do it. If it was a sure thing, I say remove the mullahs. What do you think?
I agree 100% with remove the mullahs. And you are right. This is absolutely about the Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese and whilst with China and Russia supply them with weapons. I mean, what is the end game there? You got to look at what Israel has to gain from this. With the port open, Israel is bound to make trillions of dollars, trillions. And we know that's the bottom line of its entire economic power, is they want the control of that area. It's exactly what they want. They're pushing us into it.
It's all about Belt and Road, IMECA corridor. It's all about trade routes. And then people say, well, we shouldn't be involved. Okay, because we deindustrialized, you know, in the 1950s, 60s, we were the most powerful country in the world, 4% of the world population, had half the industry in the world. We were the wealthiest people in the world per capita, the biggest middle class. We got rid of that. Now all we have is control of the trade routes and the world reserve currency. And we lose that, we're
exactly
screwed.
Right.
So Trump's move to try to build us back up to later disengage from that is a great plan. But here I am wargaming this, you know, like endorsing this action. I'm not endorsing it because it's a total roll of the dice. Thanks for the call. And we're seeing that now. Chris, Air Force in Florida. Chris, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? First of all, thank you for what you do. Appreciate it. It's great information, and you see beyond normally what most people see. So I know that probably God has something to do with that, and that's kind of what I would like to bring up, is that I think that in this case, we all as Americans need to pray for peace. I did 21 years. I was first half as an A-10 pilot. Second half in daily operations in the CENTCOM theater, so I'm very familiar with this, and this can only get worse. It's a very bad situation from a tactical standpoint. Yes, we can get air dominance, but as soon as we talk about putting boots on the ground, that's going to get ugly in a hurry. And I think
as a guy that worked in CENTCOM and as a fighter bomber pilot in the A-10 before that, why you're saying that. Spend a few minutes explaining why tactically it's such a trap.
Well, basically what happens is that you can just look on history and whatever has happened with us after World War II. We get entrenched into these in these different quagmires, and basically it's a military-industrial complex trap. They want to build the bombs and the bullets and the guns and continue to pump, you know, military warfare, because that's basically what our economy largely is based off of at this point. And as a result, warfare is where we wind up every single time. You look at what happened in Afghanistan, you look at what happened in Iraq, you look at what happened, you know, with the exception pretty much of, Desert Shield, Desert Storm in 91. The regime change thing is just a hook. And the reality is that our job in the military is not for regime change and building up. Our job is to go kill the bad guys and break their toys. After that, it all falls apart. So we're really good at the job that we're given when it comes to tactically destroying things. But when it comes to regime change, the country itself has to want it. And I know that the Persian people want to get rid of the mullahs themselves. But this has too many bad roads to go down.
Well, and, also, Julian Assange got the secret documents that just prove what we can already see. The Pentagon, and I mean the actual above the Pentagon, the military industrial complex, wants wars that create quagmires and destabilization for future crises to fight. Just like Israel and Turkey, and the same, they don't want a stable country. They didn't want to have a real Palestinian Authority, so they created Hamas. They want destabilization. Another reason I don't support regime change, because the way it's set up is to never stabilize things. They claim they're doing it to stabilize, when really they're just setting up the next war.
Exactly correct. It's endless war. And then if you go to kind of that higher level overall view, what is war all about? It's death, it's destruction, it's evil. And we have to go to the light side. We've got to pray to God for peace, that cooler heads prevail, and that he interjects himself in this, because this has the opportunity to go all kinds of bad.
And it already is. Thank you for the call. Great point. God bless you, sir. Let's play the clip of Julian Assange talking about this. This is a total fact. Here it is.
because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
Just like Ukraine, just like Iran, Iraq, Assange warned us, Hollywood scriptwriters who say they are Jewish have been planting the mental seeds for war with Iran for years, including Top Gun Maverick, Homeland 24, and in the DreamWorks film on Julian Assange, The Fifth Estate. Yeah, get that clip. We should play that or put it in post when we post this to X and Rumble. Unbelievable. And again, people look at this one dimensionally and say, you should be for taking out the mullahs. Okay, can you even do that? Oh, most experts say no. Okay. And then what do you do when they bought the Strait of Hormuz? Oh, it'll be fine. Shut up. You're panicking. Okay, well, all the top advisors told Trump don't do it. But then the political leaders told him to do it. And now Trump knows he made a mistake. See, I mean, how many times do I have to be right? And the last caller is like, well, God has something to do with the fact you know so much. God has given me over the horizon real insights before. But most of what I do is just studying history. And you had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs telling Trump it's a roll of the dice, it goes bad to worse. You had all these other people telling him that. I mean, those are the experts. Their experts are telling him that. And it's lovable that Trump does what he wants, because most of the time he's right. And it's a good trait that he actually is the president. I mean, he really calls the shots. But they can give him disinfo, they can plant stuff, that he makes bad decisions. Now he's figuring out he was set up. Now Israel's blowing up Iran's infrastructure. Trump wants that to then build up the whole area. And now that opens the door for Iran to attack energy. What do you think Israel's going to do, Trump? They want the long war. They want to force us into regime change. And then up above Israel's BlackRock and the Rothschilds, they want us bankrupted. They want to derail your plan, buddy. Same group released the COVID virus to derail you. So just like they roped you into that fiasco, now they roped you into this fiasco. I said it. The callers said it. Others are saying it. The Iran war is the new COVID Great Reset plan. They said, we'll use war, new viruses, cyber attacks, and race riots to take control. They said it in the Podesta plan. So it's not like I'm sitting here some prophet. Our damn enemies tell us 9 times out of 10 what they're going to do. And it drives me crazy to sit here and every time I tell people the basic facts, and I'm almost always right, only time I'm wrong is when, thank God, people wake up and the bad thing doesn't happen. Which is why I want to tell you I've been right, so people listen so we can not make the same mistakes again. If they keep that Strait of Hormuz closed a few more months, it doesn't matter what they do. Inflation is going to roar. And you put that into all the numbers we've got, then we're screwed and his recovery fails. It's a beautiful plan. And people go, oh, Jones just wants money. I'm not in the stock market. I don't have any money. It affects every shopkeeper, every mother, every father, every business, our military, the whole country, the debt. The globalists want us as debt slaves. We're almost there. Trump had a plan to get us out. And now that's going down the tubes. It's about not being a financial slave. That's what this is really about, is the recovery failing. And then they're going to blame nationalism and blame Trump for it, that he didn't go with the international order and that he caused the global depression. That's what they want, okay? They tried to crash the stock market the last year. That failed. So now they're doing this. And this time he walked right into the trap. And when I get attacked by all these influencers that are Trump worshipers and every mistake he makes they love and then they call me a traitor, I'm not mad they're calling me a traitor. I have integrity. I don't care what people say about me. I'm mad that I can't get them on board because they're too stupid. And then the left that just hates this country, period, because they've been brainwashed to do it, they're unreachable, most of them. I mean, they knew how much danger they were in, how they were set up with globalism, how they believe communism is going to deliver them. They're being totally set up, how they're going to get free this and free that. Yeah, right. I mean, I can see just economically the futures, potential futures, and they go from bad to worse. And we had a narrow chance, if Trump could do what he said he was going to do, to just really change the whole world and really miss the very bottom of the crash landing of this fourth turning. And the chances of not going through all this pain are dwindling. But you know what? Not having pain is what turned us into what we are now. So God gave us a chance to get out of it. We are missing the opportunity. And just like God did to Israel over and over again, that was the microcosm example, we're going to be put into bondage, into captivity, as our punishment. Trump has good instincts on trying to have freedom and prosperity. He doesn't want war. He doesn't like all that. But if he thinks the prosperity is being threatened by something, he'll go after it. And that's how he was manipulated. David in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I agree. The problem is Trump, you know, I support him. God knows, compared to the communists that wanted to take over, he was the only option. But this is not his strong suit. I think we need to be honest about that. This was a terrible, terrible miscalculation, and the knock-on effects are pretty much unavoidable at this point. I'm a bit surprised, a bit unsurprised about the public reaction. They don't seem to really understand. It's not really registering what's happening. But after the mining of the Strait in particular, this is over. The effects are going to happen. There will be no shipping. There will be no Navy escort, by the way, either. I don't know why this is even presented. Our ships are 500 miles away in the Arabian Sea. Going through the Strait of Hormuz is a suicide mission. We will never be there. It's over. The knock-on effects, the die is cast. Whoever needs to hear this, it's time now to kind of start slowly but methodically preparing and stockpiling things, because there will be product shortages. There will be food shortages in this country. Other people are going to starve, but we will be on rationing.
Well, I mean, that's a real potential, and it becomes a probability every day that goes by. Yeah, I don't think Iran says they're not giving up. They say we're not going to wait another year to bomb us again. They're pulling out all the stops right now.
No, why would they? They have nothing left. There is no other option for them. They are going until they're destroyed. And that's the other problem. What do we know from doing this? We've accomplished nothing. We know they still have their nuclear material. The regime is intact. The ground forces are intact. And now they know $120 oil is when we get scared. Nothing was accomplished. Yes, we blew up their Navy. That's fine. That doesn't matter. There's no way out of this but through it now, unfortunately. If we're ever going to open up the Hormuz Strait and get, I mean, the economies of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, it's over. It's destroyed. They're never going to function again until we basically overtake Iran, and that is Afghanistan again. It can't happen without a major ground invasion, and that is World War III. This is bad. There is no way out of this right now. People don't seem to understand that. And I mean, the IEA releasing those $400 billion today is buying some time in the market. But when we get about 30% through that $1 billion strategic oil reserve, you're going to see the panics in the market, and people are going to start realizing. And then there's going to be looting here in Europe, other places, not just third world.
And that's what That's what the chairman of the Georgia staff told Trump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bigger picture, the problem is this kind of had to happen eventually. This was always going to happen. I think every other president knew this day was coming. The only problem, the only thing worse than this is if Iran had a nuclear bomb, because then they would have taken over the Middle East anyway and owned all the oil themselves and destroyed Israel. This isn't about Israel. People keep saying, oh, we're doing it for Israel. No, Israel is there for us. We are the gatekeeper. We are the overseer of the global capital market free trade system. Iran was the hinge point, the danger zone for that. So we had to keep them in check. And eventually this day was going to come. It was always going to get to this. The problem is, again, Trump is not the one to do it correctly. And he's a little bit
always
shook.
It's always been Israel's dream. Remember, Netanyahu's been over there for 25 years in charge to get us into this. And they fight because the globalists were in charge. They wouldn't even do it because it was so dangerous. They finally got Trump to buy the chili. They finally got him to take the blame. They finally got him to stick his dick in the light socket. What do you think of that?
I have to disagree with you about a little bit. I agree, but I mean, you know, all this globalist system, in a way, I still have some faith in the United Nations and the globalist system. I have some background there in the International War Crimes Tribunals. I'm a lawyer with a specialization in that in my old life a few years ago. But, I mean, you could argue this whole system why it was designed like this, why we have this interconnected trade, why it's so fragile. The whole point was to avoid war. Like, we can't.
No, no, I know they sold the UN globalist model on that, and then China broke with it, and then they used it for depopulation and control and transgenderism and evil social stuff. No, obviously, the cover story for the UN and all that was very laudable. But at the end of the day, the Carnegie Endowment, when they set up the League of Nations and out of that, when it failed the UN, they just said, just get rid of humans, just get rid of the nuclear family, get rid of men being men. The answer to stop wars is to get rid of men. So that's why we're against the UN and the globalists, is they're a psychotic depopulation cult. Thanks for the call. All right. More calls coming up. More amazing calls. This is really thought-provoking. This is great. Notice I don't get mad at people I disagree with. They don't get mad at me. We're having a debate like adults here. It's very thought-provoking and very empowering. All right, listen up, and listen up carefully. I don't sell stuff that doesn't work. And for over a year, we've not had our pure atomic iodine. But we were able to go through Bigley to the same lab and get the original X2, but even stronger. Same formula, but a little bit stronger. Now, under the new name, available at thealexjonesstore.com. T3 trifecta iodine. And ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing. And I like to put it in some water, stir it up. If you want even stronger effects, just take it under the tongue. And I like to take some ethylene blue. They both act together very, very well. Consult your physician before you do this, ultramethylene blue. And it is the missing link in people's bodies. It helps get rid of calcification from fluoride in the pineal gland, because it's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, fluoride family. And it works in all electrochemical activity in the cells. It's essential, meaning without iodine, you die. Even the UN admits 2 billion plus people have lower IQs because of lack of iodine. So many health problems are because of iodine deficiency. T3 iodine, the trifecta, now available at the AlexJonesStore.com. And if you're a VIP, it's 50% off. Everybody else, 25% off. We got a limited first run. Takes 6 to 8 weeks to make this. More's coming in about a month. Get yours now. We also have a limited edition America 250-year anniversary shirt that's at cost, $14.99. That's 60% off regular price. That deal ends Friday the 13th. So that's going right now. We have the Mega March sale store-wide until the 17th. 40% off on the other supplements. So take advantage of that. But I'm telling you, folks, you want T3. And we only got a limited run. I've been trying to get them to make this, get it done for a year plus. They got in a limited run of these things. And there's like 10,000 bottles of it. And I think that's going to sell in the next week or so. And it'll be a month that comes back in. If you loved X2, this is it, but a little bit stronger. Same lab. Other people claim they have atomic iodine. It doesn't mean it's radioactive. It's on the atomic table. Pure. Goes right into your cells. Does incredible things, and I take it with the methylene blue. What a game changer. So, get your T3, strongest, best iodine in the world, and support the broadcast right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I suggest you create the non-alcoholic cocktail with spring water or filtered water and ultramethylene blue and T3 together. It's amazing. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm getting some more intel on this, and then I'll hit it start of the next segment. But we have big developments on the sleeper cell front. Now officially saying Iranians are going to hit the U.S. inside with drone attacks. Yep. Will it be a false flag, or will they really do it? They're mining the Strait of Hormuz. They said they'd launch sleeper cells at this point. We're killing their leaders. Might actually attack us with real sleeper cells. Or might be staged. Big deal. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding. What's your view on the situation?
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, just want to take a quick opportunity, shameless plug. I've been a customer of your supplements here for the past 6 months now. Ultramethylene Blue paired with the Ultramethylene Red, unreal combination, bovine colostrum, the creatine powder and gummies, both killer as well. And I can't wait to try this new T3 now that it's on the store, the Alex Jones store. But I called about Iran mostly in the Greater Israel Project, and this is something my dad and I have been going back and forth on the past week or so since this conflict kicked off. And I know you talk about like the trilateral alignment Trump was trying to do. And my dad brought that up the other day. I'm more aligned with, I guess you could say, you and Nick Fuentes in the terms that I do believe the globalists, the Jewish lobby are trying to take the Trump administration down through false intel. But what do you think about him maybe trying to realign, the world further into a tripolar world with obviously us here in the Western Hemisphere, and then kind of Russia running their hemisphere, because obviously they're going to have dominance over China with all the minerals and resources they have. The last piece I can't figure out is the Middle East, right? Who runs that? Because obviously Saudi and the Gulf states have all the resources, and Israel is kind of just a proxy of us. I just want to kind of get your take on that, along with the Greater Israel Project and them trying to bring that into fruition.
Well, that's a genius question. Yeah, no, Trump recognizes the smartest alliance would be with Russia, the rare earth minerals, their geographic control. Russia wants into that deal, wants to be cut away from China, but been driven to their arms. China had a deal with the globalists, double-crossed them. China doesn't have any real resources. It's a joke. It wasn't propped up by David Rockefeller and given all the power. And so, yeah, as long as China stays out of the rest of the world, it can be overall dominant over there. But Israel has all these news articles about how it's the center of the world now because it controls the United States and it's going to dictate everything. Well, that's why they need to leverage the U.S. into taking down all these Middle Eastern countries. Now they're talking about Turkey as well and Saudi Arabia if they don't behave, because Israel wants to militarily dominate them, so they have to be subservient to them because Israel wants to be the dominant force in the Middle East, the center of the grand chessboard, but that's not going to happen. And Israel has said we're not going to allow any alliances with these Arab countries, even if they're peaceful. So Israel's leveraging us to then leverage them into full power. And I'm not against Israel's existence. I don't hate Israel. But Israel's working for its interests, not for ours. And I agree. We need a multipolar world, a tripolar world. But not a trilateral system where they all work together to suppress the people, but different power blocks that have sovereign nations within them that are very transparent and openly work towards shared goals and shared systems, but without ever signing away any sovereignty.
I think that's spot on. That's kind of, my dad's the half glass full type, and I'm kind of not the half glass empty, but a little more reality filled, right? Like you say, truth filled. I guess that would be the half glass full, take on it. Regardless, it's still a risky ass move, as you said. we're flirting with nuclear war here. If you don't mind me floating this, you've talked about it a little bit, right? But they took you down in 2016, or tried to at least, right? Paul Weiss Law Firm, all the Sandy Hook bullshit, right? Excuse my French, I'm sorry. But, you know, all that rat race they were trying to run you through. And then after 24, they take Charlie Kirk out. And I think Turning Point USA was supposed to be by, you know, the globalists or whatever. They were trying to morph it into a counter to InfoWars. But Charlie just started morphing into you because Charlie sought the truth, right? Like we all try to do, all info warriors. So I don't think it's a coincidence, right, that they tried taking you down.
No, I do think there were others involved. I think there's a cover-up. I just saw people putting out disinfo that was meant to discredit real investigations, and then they said that I was the traitor. You see what I'm saying?
1,000%. And I'm not even saying it's Israel. I'm just saying it's the globalists as a whole. And that's just a small faction of it. Like,
great point, Mike. Thanks for the call. Mike Lindell, straight ahead. Look at him. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Fraud news, and the man to talk about it, Mike Lindell, that after he leaves us, Stacker, Lester, everybody's been holding the longest, I will get to you. Thank you for holding. All right. So, 11 days ago when this new war started, I broke down the fact that Iran does have sleeper cells in Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They're the ones that got real terror cells. But you could also have different factions that want to keep us in the war. They could stage stuff and blame Iran. But if Iran was ever going down their mullahs, they would block the Strait of Hormuz, which they've done, and then activate sleeper cells. And then, of course, it came out a few days ago, the White House put out an alert that they decoded the Pentagon, a go order for sleeper cells to start attacking the United States. Iran's sleeper cells activated, threatened to eliminate Trump. Now we've got this. ABC News. FBI warns Iran aspired to attack California with drones, retaliation for war. The FBI warned police departments in California in recent days that Iran could retaliate for American attacks by launching drones at the West Coast, according to an alert reviewed by ABC News. Because they could have tankers out there off the coast. We recently acquired information that as of early February this year, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from the unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California in the event that the U.S. conducted ground strikes in Iran, according to the alert. Now, you start seeing right after that happened, them closing the airspace down in South Texas. Airspace snafus, Pentagon and FAA agree to conduct anti-drone laser test. They did a laser test for drones coming across the border. U.S. military uses laser to down drones, and FAA closes more El Paso airspace. And that's what I said. I said I thought it was a drill back at the time for Iranian attacks, and now they're admitting that. So that's the big issue that we've got to be looking at here. And now we're told by the White House 2 days ago that the order has been given for them to strike. Now, Trump suddenly figuring out he's been put in a trap, He was told 4 days, regime change didn't happen. Now he wants an off-ramp. Iran says no, firing more missiles, more drones, attacking ships, sinking ships. Strait of Hormuz is closed. Has Iran really done this? Are we about to see big attacks? Or are we being set up for false flags to then enrage the American public and legitimize this war, get us to go to full war with the 82nd Airborne ready, as I first broke days before they admitted it, into the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz. And then we're in full boots on the ground war. So that is just simply insane. But that's where we are. So they use COVID to try to derail the first Trump administration, and now it's a war, as they said they would do. Now, shifting gears, we have finally seen the FBI and Tulsi Gabbard raid in the last month, Atlanta, Georgia, where the massive fraud's been confirmed. And we now have FBI secretly seize election records from Arizona's largest county as voting probe expands. We now have in the legislation the Democrats admitting hundreds of thousands of illegals were allowed to vote. That everything that Mike Lindell and others said 5 years ago was true. Smartmatic cries vindictive and selective prosecution, close quote, as DOJ moves forward with bribery cases. They're in a lot of trouble. Smartmatic's been dropping his cases, as everybody but Lindell. They came to him and wanted him to promise, as he broke here exclusively a month ago, to never talk about them again. Mike said, like John Paul Jones, founder of the Navy, I've not yet begun to fight. So I want to get his take on these new developments. Also, the Somali fraud. He's running for governor up there. What's happening there? And much more. The great Mike Lindell, MyPillow, LindellTV.com. And, of course, he's a sponsor here. So we get a little bit of the money whenever you order it. But they got all the best towels, all the best pillows, all the best sheets. I mean, literally, super high quality at insanely low prices. Slippers, shoes, dog beds, human beds, everything. MyPillow.com/Alex. So if you're going to buy sheets or beds or whatever, go there. Who's fought harder? And then he also supports all these other shows, not just mine. But MyPillow.com/Alex or promo code Alex or 1-800-675-4614. The great folks in Minnesota answer your phones right there where the stuff's made and shipped out to you. Pure Americana, Mike Lindell. You're funding 1776 and get great products when you support MyPillow, MyPillow.com/Alex or promo code Alex, 800-675-4614. Mike, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. I want a quick comment on that, you guys. In all the things going on right now, we're actually moving MyPillow's factory. We've done it for the last 3.5 weeks. We have another week yet that we're moving. So what I'm doing, rather than move our mattress toppers and our mattresses, we discount them and all the products we're closing out for your audience, Alex. Free shipping on your entire order. You guys get everything you can today while they last in our original factory that we're moving that to. It's only a couple of miles away, but it's a lot of all the employees. We're all moving it.
By the way, for people that don't know, a bed or something big, a lot of times the shipping costs half as much as the product. Free shipping on a bed, that is massive.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a big gift to everybody. It's a win-win. We don't have to move it twice. We're ready. Buy it today. Free shipping right to your front door, your entire order. So I thought I'd put that in there.
Is that on all the products?
That's all the products. Wow. But like I say, those big ticket items, I mean, like you say, they cost a lot to ship our mattresses and mattress toppers. Mattress toppers as low as $99.99. You guys, these, all of our products too, like the mattresses and mattress toppers, I help develop them. They're developed to help you get great, what's called delta sleep for your body. The queen size alone has over 10,000 individual comfort supports. These are absolutely the most amazing beds and mattress toppers. You put it right on your mattress and change it into a rejuvenation station. 6 month money back guarantee and 10-year warranty. And right now, free shipping. But one of the things too, we have all of our products, like we have a clothing line, my pillow clothes, now with, I mean, pajamas and shirts and pants and all this stuff that we were expanding back in the day. We were going into all the box stores, but they all canceled us. So all those products we're discontinuing. We're not going to have them. and they're sitting right now at the factory, so we don't want to move them either. We're going to discount them up to 80%.
Wow.
80%.
So this is your biggest sale ever then. If you're discounting up to 80% and free shipping, this is a clinic sale, not a going out of business, but moving factory sale.
Moving factories, you guys. This is
so instead of paying moving trucks to move them and sell them again, you're just like, have them at cost or below cost, and we just ship it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is the biggest sale ever. And we're keeping our mega, our second annual mega sale. You can get all those products too. That's our towels, sheets, our pillows, like a 6-piece towel set, $34.95. Yeah, there's some of our clothing right there, you guys. Huge discounts up to 80%. This is the best clothing. I mean, with these, you know, there was a time we bought all this stuff to go into, put it in the box stores where we're the biggest in the country. And as they continue to attack my pillow, you know, here we have it all, and now you guys can get it for those.
And it's a testament to liberty that you've survived this thanks to the public's support. It's a thorn in the side of the globalists that you're still there, Mike, and running for governor and doing great really in the polls. So Mike, where do you want to start?
All of you supporting us and the grace of God that we're still here. You guys, I want to chime in on the, you know, I'll give you a Minnesota update here. And I just did. What I'm doing now for governor is I'm kind of going to follow the president. We're going to do up to 75 rallies. I'm doing my own thing. Yeah, Alex, you know, I went to these little debates with these Republicans that are running, and they gave you 5 minutes to talk. And then, you know, I'm going, you know what? I need to get the message out. We need to win Minnesota.
I was about to say, one's watching those local weak Republicans. You're the star. Go out and have big events.
Yeah, I'm going to have these events, and you guys, I did one last night, the first one. Now, I did talk a little long. I talked for 3 hours and 10 minutes, and not everybody stayed in their seat. It was amazing, but there was so much to tell. It's a message of hope. Here in Minnesota, I told everybody last night, we have a couple blessings here that people don't view as blessing. The 2020 election was one of the biggest blessings this country ever got because it's opened people's eyes up over the last 5 years. You gotta see the bad things that happened before people can get their eyes open and say, and that's the opportunity, to get everything fixed and secured. But in Minnesota, the fraud will go down as the biggest blessing Minnesota ever had, and the country too, because here's what it's going to do. You go back, Alex, 4 or 5 years ago, you couldn't even say the word ban Sharia law, or people would say, you're racist. Now you can say it all you want. And then this fraud in Minnesota is going to open up, like all these crooked politicians we have here in Minnesota. As I'm running for governor, you know, now I'm running against Amy Klobuchar. Well, Amy was a senator. Let me just tell you a couple things on that, you guys. Amy's been our senator for, I don't know, decades. She's been in politics. So, but here's the deal. Amy was the number one voice out there to get rid of the electronic voting machines in 2018 and 19. A Democrat in the movie Kill Chain. Amy shouted out about the fraud. She shouted at the top of her lungs, but she didn't get sued like Mike Lindell. Amy and I agreed on this, on the fraud, everybody. But what has happened? There's a tale of two people. We agreed back in 18 and 19. What did I do since then? I spent, I don't know, $70, $80 million going after the fraud in this country in our election platforms. What did Amy do during that time? She ignored the election fraud, but she did go solicit our federal government for like $25 billion to bring into Minnesota, only to have it taken by fraud. That's not a real good steward of money, okay? This happened
under... I want to go back to something you said. This is so important. When you and I and others were exposing the globalists, the New World Order, the transgender cult coming after the kids, election fraud, we get sued, we get attacked, we get censored, we get debanked. But we persevere because listeners and supporters understood the message was important and key. And now we've made it safe for people to do that. Now people need to push harder because we just won battles. We have not won the war, and people can't sit on their laurels. And I think people get that. But this isn't like any other system where every time, oh, this is the most important election. This last one was the most important. The next will be the most important because it's a quickening. Things are only getting more intense in the fourth turning. ladies and gentlemen. And we can win. Humanity can do this if good men and women who've been on the bench get on the field. And I know this audience is like, we're working hard. I get it. You got to raise the alarm to other people that now is the time of political change. And the globalists want to bring in tyranny during the time of change. We want to bring in liberty. Now is the time. Now is the crossroads. Now is the time.
Right. We did what we've done, everybody, like myself and Alex and others. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, which was the 2020 election. But we broke through with, we just kept pounding and pounding and break through. You all see all this evidence pouring out now. I went on a Alex, I went on a CBS Sunday morning here in Minneapolis about a month and a half ago. And let me tell you how horrible our journalists are out there. And the Minneapolis Star has been one of the worst papers in the United States. A lot of people would argue that theirs is worse. But here's what happened. I get on this CBS show and the host says, Mike, you're running for governor. Isn't MyPillow bankrupt? I go, no. Who told you that? I said, we're still standing in spite of all the attacks. Then the next thing out of her mouth was, well, Mike, your evidence was no good. You lost the $5 million challenge. And I said, no. Right here in Minneapolis, it got overturned by the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right and all his evidence was good. And she stood there kind of embarrassed. I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You don't even do your due diligence as a journalist. Horrific. I said, you're as bad as the Star and Tribune. But you guys, in spite of all the attacks, we just kept yelling and saying, you guys, we got problems with our election. Problems. Now you see it all coming out and this stuff unfolding. But I want... But Alex, you said it right. This upcoming midterm is the most important, now the next most important election of our life. Everything we've done so far to get to this
point. It's all building on the last. This is a war.
Yeah, right. It could all be in vain, you guys. They can take it back. Evil can take it back. We do have a big benefit that evil is greedy. This is a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, everybody. And everyone's got to get out. And, you know, they're not going to be like in Minnesota. We have this opportunity. There's an opportunity, an anomaly in history right now in Minnesota. We've been blue since 1972 and people here go, why even bother and vote? It's going to be blue. The Democrats win. Well, you know what? It's different this time. There's an opportunity because of what? Because of the fraud. So this has been all this fraud coming out. They came out, the billions of dollars stolen here in Minnesota. It's an opportunity.
And I love, right as you get ready to announce, it all just broke right when you announced.
Yeah, it was perfect timing, everybody. So now you can go after these politicians that were covered up by our media and protected. Your Ilhan Omar, your Keith Ellison, our attorney general. Horrible Tim Walz that you all seen on the national stage. That's how greedy evil is. They put Tim Walz up as a vice president so you could all see what we had to put up with in Minnesota. And then you got Amy Klobuchar coming popping in. Oh, I'm a senator, but now I'm going to run for governor because I worry about Mike Lindell running and that Minnesota's going to finally be taken over or overtaken this evil that we're going to win. And Amy comes in there and goes, oh, you know, I'm a senator. I'm Amy Klobuchar. Well, Amy, this happened under your watch, too. All this happened under. And I want to tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, they act like they don't know. It goes right up at the top, Democrats. Somalis are just the bagmen. Give me an update on the Somalis, though. It turns out that 98% of Somalis' households are on welfare. I know there's some nice Somalis. I'm sure we'll find one someday.
Yeah, there is. You guys, it's here. It's huge.
What is their problem, though?
I do know a couple of these Somalians when I get to the airport in Minneapolis, and you know what? I've talked to them. I fly so much in there, and I talk to them. They don't like what's going on. They're the ones that actually assimilated. There's a few of them that speak English. And they don't follow Sharia law, and they've come over here, and they value what they're doing, but they can't stand what the rest of them are doing. And you're right, these welfare programs that they've all stole from downtown Minneapolis, you guys. I'm telling you, when we backed off there, the president kind of backed off, and if he wouldn't have done that, everyone says, oh, then now you can just protest and get your way. No, you guys, what they were going to do is use this as the biggest cover-up. It would have been focused, protesters, protest, protest, and we would have never got back to the issue, which is the fraud. This is, right now it's pulled back here in Minnesota. The focus is back on the fraud. And it has to stay on that. These people need to be put. I've told people the other day, I said, now how do you get rid of, how do you get, you know, like the president says, we'll send them all back. Here's what you do. The ones that are here illegally or the committed fraud, send them, they're gone immediately. Then you have all the ones, then you ban Sharia law, and a lot of the other ones are going to go, okay? They can't assimilate here. And I want to tell you, that this all could have been solved, Alex. In Minnesota, right now, it's $85,000 per illegal in our prisons here in Minnesota. Those are the felons, the murderers, everybody, the rapists, the pedophiles. And it's $110 million a year that we're paying in our taxes here in Minnesota to house them. Well, it's very simple. Hey, ICE, come and get these guys. Get them out of here. Ship them over to do their time in their own countries, which they already have deals with. That saves $110 million a year. Then, at the next level down, which is your jails, every illegal, you guys, that's here illegal, eventually will commit a gross misdemeanor or a misdemeanor usually by driving. Driving illegally, pulled over, you're here illegally, you don't have a license, and they house them, but then they let them go. Those, they've already committed two crimes right there. You take those and you give them to ICE, and now they don't have to come into the town and go door to door. As they get arrested, you're shipping them out.
That's what Homan has pointed out. If the cities, 800 of them, would do their job and hand them over, wouldn't have to go find
that's
them.
That's all they gotta do.
But instead they just turn them loose.
Alex, yeah. And they've done it in other cities, you guys, that it's worked. When you cooperate like Washington, D.C., the mayor said, hey, they're not one of the safest cities in the country. You got Memphis, you got all these different places where they cooperate, and then you don't have this stuff going on.
And I want to explain something. Blue states, as you said, are almost all really red or purple. We have the numbers. Maybe you go over the scientific breakdown that I've also seen myself separately looking at it. That's why a landslide's the only thing that can beat FUD, because they only have so much fraud. Dead people, illegals, you know, fake name stuff in there. But we have to retake Minnesota. We have to retake Washington State, California. California, when I was young, was redder than Texas. They took over with fraud.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's why the Democrats vote everywhere to not have ID, because they know they're doing it. Now they admit they have illegals voting. Now they're saying they've gone from 2 years ago saying illegals don't vote to now defending them voting, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, that's why this SAVE Act is so important. We've got to get the president said, I think he said the other day, I'm not signing any. We've got to sign the SAVE Act. 80%.
He said, I'm not going to sign any more bills. He's doing his own blockade or protest until they do. Yeah, let's talk about the SAVE Act. 90% of Republicans and 95% want it. 77% of Democrats. Totally constitutional. Show an ID to vote. And Thune won't do it.
Yeah, and you know what? In South Dakota, everybody, they just passed like a mini SAVE Act there in his own state. What's wrong with this guy? This is disgusting. It has to be passed. The people want it, and then everyone said to me last night when I was doing the rally, they asked me about elections here in Minnesota and around the country. Now, granted, everybody, we don't have all the machines gone yet. They are in some places, but we have. What my teams have done and what's in place, it would take hours to tell you everything. But there's certain things that are in place now that we didn't have 4 years ago that we've learned over 5 years. So I will tell you this. On my home state of Minnesota, with the footprint we have, with the cards we're dealt, it's going to be the most secure election with what we have in Minnesota's history. Now, will it be?
And so this is the real shot. So you're already able, you think, with the eyes and ears and things you've got, similar to what Trump did a year and a half ago, you're thinking, because I mean, you're already neck and neck in the polls. If they cut the fraud out, you're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And with this new, with all these rallies to get, remember in Minnesota, everybody, 250,000 people voted for Donald Trump in 2020. They didn't even bother to vote in 2022. I'm going to get the word out, Alex, that you know what? This is critical. This is such a critical election. It's the most critical midterm. You know, evil wins.
And if you win, it's the blueprint. If you win, it's the blueprint to take back all the other blue states.
100%. And we have a great plan and a great pathway to win. And we are going to win. If we don't, you know, there's going to be a mass exodus out of Minnesota. One of our biggest companies, Cargill, is very strongly considering leaving. And I've said it before. I'm here, I'm here in Minnesota, the highest corporate taxes in the country. I got my pillow. I'm still here. We're still standing. We want to bring back the American.
Stay right there. Yeah, the commies want to run our businesses out. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Keith Ellison is probably, it's hard to say worse than Letitia James, but he probably is. I mean, he's caught on tape saying we're going to end all these investigations into fraud. You know, come give me money. He needs to be under the prison. And he has been coming after Mike Lindell criminally, trying to put him in jail, coming after his businesses, his companies. And where is the DOJ indicting this guy? I mean, it's just, we're starting to see some DOJ raids. They're starting to get the voting machines. They're getting the proof. That's great. But we need this yesterday. There's a bunch of clips of Josh Hawley destroying him. You got the congressman from Minnesota destroying him. But I want to give an update on Ellison, you know, that's really the kingpin, knowing about this corruption, obviously involved in it, getting campaign funds weeks after he ends investigations into people. This is cut and dry, racketeering, organized crime. Here's a clip of him being confronted by a Minnesota rep.
Gentlemen, let's see if we can agree on at least one thing today. Today's hearing is titled Oversight of Fraud and Misuse of Federal Funds in Minnesota. Can we agree that this fraud is a serious thing, Governor Walz? Yes or no? Can we agree on that?
Yes, any fraud is serious.
Thank you. Because it's interesting that you and I agree that it's a serious thing, considering the man sitting next to you, your Attorney General Keith Ellison, just 2 months ago said, quote, "This is a political matter. This is not a serious thing," end quote. Attorney General Ellison, is there an organized crime ring operating in Minnesota? I'll answer for you, sir. Governor Walz believes there is an active crime ring in our state. In October, the governor said,
yeah, Ellison runs it.
We've got an organized crime ring in Minnesota. I think it's been going on for years. Moving on, Mr. Ellison, I, along with millions of Americans, have grave concerns over your alleged relationships with Somali fraudsters who have since been charged and convicted of federal crimes. I'm sure you are aware that over 90% of the defendants charged in the Feeding Our Future fraud case are of Somali descent. In fact, you have personal knowledge of these people. There's a 54-minute audio tape of your meeting with these criminals in December of 2021. And during your meeting, they complained to you about increased scrutiny of their nonprofits, and you told them, quote, "Of course I'm here to help," end quote. It's on the internet. Anyone can listen to you say that. Since then, you claim you were not aware of their crimes in the $250 million Feeding Our Future scheme, the largest pandemic fraud case in the nation. But just weeks after your December 2021 meeting, the FBI executed search warrants that you never would have requested in the Feeding Our Future fraud investigation. Now let's fast forward to September of 2022, 10 months after you met with the Somali fraudsters. Your office issued a press release stating, quote, "Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and his office have been deeply involved for 2 years in holding Feeding Our Future accountable," end quote. So according to your office, sir, you have been deeply involved in the Feeding Our Future case since September of 2020. That actually sounds like you are saying that at the time of your infamous meeting with the Somali fraudsters, you were already aware of the allegations of fraud. When you had this meeting in December 2021, did you know, sir, about the long-running FBI investigation into Feeding Our Future? Yes or no?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Immer.
Reclaiming my time. When did you personally become aware of the FBI investigation? That's all I'm asking.
Representative Immer, as you know, I have addressed this issue many times.
All right. Reclaiming my time. In that same meeting with the fraudsters, Mr. Attorney General, you took aim at the Minnesota Department of Education. You stated that the Minnesota Department of Education had fought the nonprofit in very disgusting ways, in a very racist, xenophobic, and Islamophobic
manner. Let's stop there. So most people saw this, but he says in the tape, "I'll go take care of this," and they go kill the investigation. This guy is, and then he gets money from him like a week later. This is cut and dry. Do you agree with Senator Josh Hawley and others that Keith Ellison should be in jail?
Oh, he should be in prison beyond belief. You guys, what he's done to me during the last year. He came after my Lindell Foundation. Let me explain what that is. That's just what I set up about 8 years ago. It was a prototype using private sector money to subsidize programs like these welfare programs. Only these programs actually work. So we saved about 40%. We vetted the programs.
This well, yeah, the Democrats don't want stuff that works. They want to expand. That's why they're mad at you.
Right. So he knows I'm going to be using that as my governor as a prototype for Minneapolis, working with Teen Challenge, Salvation Army, all these private.
And by the way, he started this a day after you announced for governor.
Yeah. That's when he really turned it up, everybody. My LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You guys check it out. It gets you off your addictions and it gets you to Jesus.
Well, let's go back to it. Cause I remember we talked on the phone, you were saying he upped it one day after you announced, then he did a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah. Here's what he's done. I had to lawyer up. It's cost me tens of thousands of dollars. He put in all this discovery for my LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, you guys. He knows. He wants to get it shut down. All of a sudden, here it is. You have 1 month to come up with this and this and this. Going back, you ready, everybody? Records back to 2017. 2017. And here's the kicker. I put in all the money then. I put in all the money. So you're investigating what? That I might not have took a deduction on my taxes? That I put in tens of millions or millions of dollars in to help addicts get to Jesus? Well, you got three things here. A, did he do it because I'm running for governor? B, did he do it because it's a Christian network? Or C, is it something that works and he knows when I run for governor, this could replace all
the... And here's the bottom line. You got Somali stealing 20-something million. It's on record that you fund everything. Don't even ask. And then he's trying to shut down a Christian organization that has great.
So the lawyers I've had to get, the expenses that has incurred me, plus a distraction as I'm trying to get.
But by the way, I've seen even mainstream articles admitting for years your Lindell Network's had great success.
Absolutely. When I see people out there, you know, they go, Mike, my son, he fell in the Lord. He got off of his drugs. He got off of his addiction. I all over this country. That's what I was doing before all this election stuff, everybody. I was getting people off addiction. I was in the streets of Minneapolis as a crack addict, getting people. Once I came out of that.
And imagine how evil it is that you've given all this money and they're trying to show these people are pure evil.
Yeah, it's destroy, destroy, destroy. For 12 years, I worked with the private sector, your Teen Challenges in Minneapolis, Salvation Army, Union Gospels, worked right down there in the streets with people to get them off the streets. That's what I was doing before all the election stuff. Well, Keith Ellison, to attack this, and I mean, this distraction and money that he knows I don't have money to fight this. I've had to get money. By the way, you can go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You want to help out there to fight Keith Ellison. You know, that's a C. Three that he's attacking everybody, and I could really use your help there. That it's disgusting, Alex. What he's doing? You got evil attacking me over here with things that are doing good, and then you see him right there in front of the Congress, there in front of the senators, and sit there. He didn't have answers
because he's a criminal. I watched 4 hours of it late at night when it happened 2 weeks ago. He never answered any questions.
No, he's criminal. Criminal. What do you say? You're there because you have to be. Now you said it right, Alex. They can't let up. These politicians in Minnesota, starting with Keith Ellison, they've taken over our state. I mean, if this is the blessing of the fraud, though, everybody, think where we wouldn't be if the fraud would not have been uncovered. I got the blessing of a lifetime 3 days after I run for governor. I'm going, whoa, finally, the truth comes out, which we already knew here in Minnesota about these guys. I could tell you stories about Waltz, Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison. One time, Ilhan Omar and I were in a green room. We're going on CBS, and the host left us both in there. And she come back, and we're going at it, arguing. She goes, you two aren't going on together. That would have been great TV. I would have exposed her right there on national TV. This is, you got these, from every part of the leaders in Minnesota, and it's just not Minnesota, but here we have an opportunity because of the fraud. We cannot let up on this. These guys, they gotta be prosecuted and put in prison.
No, I agree. We're almost out of time and you gotta go. And I'll give these calls. Take one more plug for my pillow. What great products, great American company, and you're such a warrior. But let's talk about this. What do you make of FBI secretly seized election records from Arizona, largest county, as voting probes expand? You told me back in December, you said look for big stuff in January, my same sources said that we are seeing some DOJ movement on this. What are your sources telling you? Because you're at the center of this about the DOJ.
They're gonna keep putting stuff out, everybody. So everyone in this country is gonna be educated. We have something we didn't have 5 years ago. Our voice is big and bigger. So everybody's hearing about Georgia. When I was there last night at my rally, I said, how many of you heard about the election fraud in Georgia now in Arizona? They all did, every one of them, because the word's getting out. And now it's all the stuff, you guys, Pennsylvania, all this stuff is gonna be pouring out. And you know what you all need to do? Make sure you tell everybody and spread the word, because the people that sit out there and say, oh, Mike Lindell and Alex Jones, they're conspiracy theorists. There was no stolen elections. Our elections are fine. No, everybody knows they're not. But everybody, including Democrat people, the people all need to be on the same page. And it's sounding like they are when 79% of Democrats or 80% want the SAVE Act put in. That's just, you guys, this is just the beginning of what we need to do. Of course, the illegals shouldn't vote, and you need to prove you're a citizen. I mean, Alex, how about that in New York City when you, to be a shoveler, to shovel snow, you had to show two forms of ID. And I mean, come on, you know, and you can't show an ID for an election, your most sacred thing. And you guys, I want to tell you this, our president, our great president, his number one thing, and it has been for a long time, is our election platform, securing them, because everything comes from that. We had a miracle in 2024 that you know, the too big to Reagan, whatever, and everybody got engaged. But I'll tell you what, that can all go away if we don't secure and change the way our elections are. 132 countries have banned
electronic voting. Well, I want to correct you. He ended up demanding five forms of ID.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you guys, think of this.
You only got to show three to buy a house.
Yeah, isn't that something? Election, you don't. And who's fighting this, everybody? A Republican's not pushing it through. This is amazing. Alex, this is what I've, for 5 years, I don't get it. You know, right now, you know what's going on in Arkansas right now, everybody? We have fought. And the people down there voted out the machines. And Sarah Huckabee and this guy named Kim Hammers blocked everything. But these two Republicans, they need to be exposed. They blocked everything. They shoved a bill through. If you're a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we're defunding your county.
Disgusting. What's happening in Dallas? I know you helped spearhead getting the paper ballots there. Is that still happening?
What's that?
The Dallas going to paper ballots.
Yeah, That got pushed back by Republicans, but there were four counties in this primary in Texas that all used paper ballots, went off without a hitch. No machines, everybody. No machines. So we're fighting at every level, but, you know, it just surprises me so much that you're getting pushed back by Republicans.
Well, those are the establishment Republicans that Democrats don't even challenge.
The Uniparty, everybody. Alex, I call them the Uniparty. They have a hidden agenda, everybody. Some of them might be a personal agenda. Sarah Huckabee, what's your agenda? Why are you there? Why are you advocating? They want Kim Hammers to be the new Secretary of State of Arkansas because he's the best election integrity guy around. He's one of the worst in the country. I put him up with Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, everybody. They're top worst people in the country. Kim Hammers.
Well, Mike, great job. Join us again. You have the biggest sale in your history because you're moving factories up to 80% off. Free shipping on beds, everything else, free shipping on everything. This is your biggest sale ever, hands down, mypillow.com/Alex, or promo code Alex at checkout, 800-675-4614. Support America, support fighters, support Mike Lindell, and get great products at the same time. Biggest sale ever. Take action now, mypillow.com/Alex. Mike, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
A true fighter, folks. Totally vindicated, the real deal. And he's been totally SWAT team, tortured, sued, everything. We have been too. SWATted, everything. And I'm not bitching. I'm not a victim. I'm a fighter. I chose this. I just want to keep fighting, and I can't do it without you. All right, I appreciate callers holding during that. Amazing first and second hour with the callers on the war. And now Trump admits he's trying to get out and was set up. I mean, I hate to be right, folks. I knew I was right. I knew I'd be right, because it's a fact. The mullahs ain't going nowhere. They're set up for this. So, declare victory and get out. The problem is they're going to now keep closing straight. They're done. They're not going to wait another year and get bombed again. We're not at war with Iran, boys and girls. Sitting right on top of the main energy center of the planet. And the globalists got Trump to do it, just like COVID to shut us down, to kill his recovery. Just like I said 11 days ago, Saturday morning. And I was right, because I do my homework. And I just, the thing is, this is all simple if people just do their homework. And I'm not, I'm just like, I don't want to be right about this. But I had called a Qatari trader. Now, the traders are the ones that manipulated Trump into this. And now, if you're eating dog food in a year, just remember who did it. Lindsey Graham, people like that. All right, Stacker in California, your take on the situation.
Man, Mike Lindell.
Go ahead.
Mike Lindell is the man, Alex. I've been listening to you for 20 years. It started with fluoride and chemtrails, and now it's evolved into death shots in World War III, so you're right on the mark. I want to talk about two things. First, I believe Israel told Donald Trump that they were going to use nukes on Iran if he didn't make a move first.
That's confirmed. They said, we're going to attack them, and if we get attacked, can't defend ourselves, we'll do the sanction option. And so they blackmailed us into it. That's confirmed.
Yeah, that is scary. The second thing, Alex, is buy physical silver as much as you can. I hope you put out more coins in the future. They were my favorite way to support you and the InfoWar. I'm Stacker Factor on YouTube. I teach people all about precious metals. I love it when you have Dr. Kirk Elliott on. And check out silverwars.com to see how silver is used in the military. They're blowing it all up.
I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear on the 6 collector coins we put out. Those were not investment. I don't sell these collectible coins as an investment. I did those where, you know, it's a $30-something coin when we made them. We sell them for $99 as a fundraiser. When you buy silver, it should be whatever wholesale is. When I sold those coins, I was very clear about it. Those were being sold as a fundraiser. But, yes, we're going to bring some more fundraiser coins back. So thank you. Go ahead.
They're beautiful, Alex, and people are selling them for like $250 on eBay.
Well, no, I know they did well collectively, but I didn't want to say do this as a collectible. I said do it as an investment in freedom. But, yes.
You rock. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for holding so long. Lester in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thank you.
Alex, I just want to say what a true honor it is to speak to you. Our careers is paralleled. I'm a broadcaster as well. Never made it on the national stage as yet.
Hey, that doesn't matter. Tell us about your show. How do we find you?
Well, right now I'm just doing weddings and things. But like I said, we started in broadcast. I got out of broadcasting when they started doing the, the automation and everything came around in the early 2000s. If you'll remember.
So I do remember.
A lot of us jocks kind of got phased out, if you'll remember.
Yeah, because they needed you to sit there, even with the syndicated shows, and run the ads and control, and then you could pop in and do your own thing. They got rid of you with automation. Terrible.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm still kicking it, man. I'm still doing, you know, radio. I'm doing the little YouTube and everything. But thank you so much, man. Do you remember back when we had to get the FCC license?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good thing. But what I wanted to bring up, Alex, is, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, the globalists are attacking in every which way. You got, everything with the war going on, the Epstein files, that's all globalists planted. And now you got Obama dropping a little bombshell about UFOs. But he redacted it. He walked back, you know, he walked it back, saying he never said anything. I understand that, but you think that could be brought in as a false flag?
Absolutely, Bluebeam. Absolutely. Notice. But see, people said Trump brought up the UFO thing as an Epstein distraction. He ran on that and said, in my first year in office, I'll release the Epstein file. Now we're past a year. So Trump with the Trump saying he's going to release the UFO file is not a distraction. He already promised to do that. We're just concerned he's not being given the real file.
Right. He's been given something that's totally made up and everything. I get that. But that's what I wanted to ask you about, Alex. And I just wanted to say Mike Lindell is a great guy. I've been through
anybody, I've met him many times in person. What you see on air is what you get. Sweetheart, endless energy, just such a good guy, so loving. It's the real deal. Totally unself-aware, which I am too. You love it. And he's a fighter. He can't give up. And I see that attribute, and it's just, I admire it. Thanks for the call. And the hell that guy's gone through, but I've gone through similar hell. And, it's great. I love it, actually. I hope people realize that we can't do this without you, folks. I appreciate you, brother. I see the attribute in Lindell. He doesn't act like a tough guy, but he's tough. He's tough because he perseveres. And that's what I admire. His perseverance is going to win this fight, folks. I've told you 1,000 times, I'll never give up, I'll never sell out, but I could give out. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. Samson in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while now. I'm 25 and listened to you since I was about 17, 18. And, you know, everybody has just been calling me crazy for the longest, you know, talking about everything with Epstein and the pedophiles and all that. And it's just really crazy to see what's really going on and how much they're really trying to impose their will and limit free speech and limit everything because, I mean, it's happening, especially with males and, you know, white males, especially. They try to make everything that you say, they try to demonize it or just say it's racist. But, I mean, if you know what's going on, you know what's going on. It doesn't matter who you are. So, you know, I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've done different hallucinogenics. I've seen Beyond the Veil. I've MK Ultra myself, you know, in a way. And
oh, I love that. I MK Ultra myself. Wow, that's heavy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, you know, people don't really understand how deep this reality is that we're living in. And on the journey, you know, watching you, watching Joe Rogan, you know, seeing all, you know, I'm curious. I want to see it for myself. I can't just read it. I believe everything you say from start to finish, but I want to see it. So I took strong.
And by the way, that's the thing about me. You can look up 99% of what I say. It's already public.
100%. 100%.
You said you took mushrooms? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was doing the shrooms, and then the shrooms was light, but when I did the LSD, it's just, you know, I just started basically thinking myself outside of this reality. And basically the last moment that I had when I did that was just, I am the one that this is a glitch in the matrix. And then it was just a whole blur that night. So it was like just MK Ultra, electric shock, programming through TV. I mean, I was with my girlfriend and then she put on a movie called American Ultra about a couple that was a CIA government experiment. Why would you play that during a time where I'm taking LSD, you know, unless it's MK Ultra? So me being who I am, what my name is, what I was trying to do, they already had things kind of in place for booby traps in place to kind of stop and sway things a certain way. But that's a whole different conversation. What I want to do is I want to show you a video I made. It's a short 2-minute video. If you can go to Twitter, it's The Resistance One. It's spelled with Z's instead of S's. So it's T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah, the way to find it is the name of the video. What's the headline?
Well, it's on Twitter. So it's the only video I have on Twitter.
No, I understand, but the handles are hard to get. What's the headline on the article, the video?
Basically, it's just a bunch of hashtags. So it just says, hashtag, we will not be silenced. Hashtag, protect the kids. But the Twitter ad itself is The Resistance One. So it's TheResistanceOne.
All right. Well, we'll check it out. This is a tip for everybody. If you just do a clean headline, that's the way to search something. But we'll try to pull that up. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. God bless you. All right. We got a really well-known controversial comedian coming here to take over in the fourth hour, but I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you. And jam in more calls. I love taking your calls. Well, what an amazing day. The Duke in Indiana is up next. And then Rich and Chuck. I don't know if I have time to get to Philip, but we'll take more calls tomorrow and get to that. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Remember, Paul Revere's, are you sharing live feeds on your email, your text messages? Because that's where all the power is. You've got it. Do your own show, too. What it's all about. No matter how big or how small, it's the resistance that God's watching. Remember, God's watching. We'll be back. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control of the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On a cold and rainy night,
racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The Global Service, we are back live, taking your phone calls right now. Special guest in the studio coming up. Let's talk to the Duke in Indiana. You're on the air. Duke, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Hey, Alex. God bless you. Thanks for having me. So looking at this, now that we're well into this second Trump administration, I'm in my early 40s and have run my own small businesses for about 15 years now. And looking at a 30,000-foot view at the man, Donald Trump, at this point, what's your thoughts on what I kind of see is that, if you've ever read any of his books and the think big idea behind, the art of the deal and those kind of things, his first administration allowing himself to be surrounded by neocons. I think one of the biggest mistakes of this second administration was the removal of Doge and the allowing of our U.S. government to continue to expand and grow. I know there was a caller, I think, yesterday on that said, you know, hey, listen, the U.S. GDP, 35 to 40% of it is you know, produced by the government. My thought is that when we continue to allow this federal government to grow, if we could figure out a way to vote some folks in that would shrink it down, the private sector could sure shore up some of that 35 to 40% that the U.S. government's producing for our GDP. But wanted to kind of see what your thoughts were looking at it as a business model.
I totally agree with you. I mean, this system is unsustainable. It's designed to be unsustainable. We have to reject the globalist managers, bring in good managers. Trump overall is doing a good job at that. Now he's been sidetracked with this war. It's a disaster.
Yeah, I wonder but what he's not sidetracked into this war and being easier pushed by Israel just because he's hoping to continue to grow that sphere of influence in our government. But
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Rich in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome, Rich.
This call
is being
recorded. Hey, Alex,
how are you? Honored to speak with you. I didn't think I would get through today. This is the first-time caller, so I was a little unprepared, but I got three questions for you. One is about Catherine Austin Fitz with her talk with Tucker. Another thing, Al, I think you really need to write a book like the real Anthony Fauci and put all your facts together so we have that like as a blueprint. So we know what's really going on, all your data throughout the years about the CIA, 9/11. Because, you know, if we get censored again in the next few years, we're not going to have this information. So I think it's vital now that the people like you who have all this knowledge, you know, write it down in a book form with the footnotes and stuff like that, so we have that. You know,
no, I agree. I want to do kind of a magnus opus, but we also need everybody just to download the show, save the show, have it on your hard drive so you can share it. Because this information will just get more powerful into the future.
Yes, yes. If you have it in book form, that will be great. Two things, too. I think I know how we can take back or start trying to take back our freedoms again. But first, what did you think about Catherine Austin Fitz when she was talking to Tucker? This is what I'm kind of leaning towards. Where she was talking about Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, saying that there's seven countries that they gotta take over because they gotta take over their central banking systems because
yeah, everybody always talks about that. That's all true. That's in the PNAC document that isn't even secret from April of 2020.
And that's what I think they're really doing.
There's no think about it. That's the admitted policy. Yeah.
Yeah, they want the surveillance state. I mean, I'm in Morris County, New Jersey, and I see them laying down the poles, not just cell towers, the poles through the highways every few miles that, again, we're going to be part of the control grid. And I think that's what he's really doing by attacking Iran. I mean, at least that's what's one of the possibilities. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And also, I think, you know, the way we take back our country is we got to reverse engineer and do it town by town like they did with Sam.
I agree. Absolutely. Act local, think global. Thank you so much. I think you answered your own questions. I'm out of time. Chuck and Philip, you want to give us your number? We'll call you back tomorrow. Taking calls again. Got an amazing comedian, very controversial, Leonardo Joni, coming in to host on the other side of this break. Stay with us. And remember, we have the iodine back at theologicalswar.com. It's amazing. T3, get it now.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I point heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Ah! Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers. I know your heart's
bullets on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Dance past history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I have taken over Alex Jones's body. This is a revenge of the body snatchers, and we're going to talk. I'm going to totally go off the rails here because he's not here, so he can't stop me. Not that he ever does. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Leonardo Joni. You guys may know me as the most controversial female comedian in America. I've got a new shirt that I'm wearing, which is making a lot of people here in Austin upset. Can you guys see that? Or it's... There we go. It says, too hot to be a feminist. You can go to my website, leonardosfunny.com, and get that. But I have a mission to make women hot again because there's too many fatties running around forcing you to look at them. And I want women to be hot again because I think if they're hot again, you know, they'll be able to get husbands and have children and then stop voting to let in a bunch of Somalians that they want a baby in place of the children they decided not to have. So that's my mission. And if you like making fatties uncomfortable, you should get a shirt and wear it around them. Let's go to some callers. I know there's some people waiting. We've got Philip from Delaware. Can we get Philip on the line?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Philip. I know you probably were calling in when Alex was here, but...
Well, maybe he's listening to the show, and he'll hear my question.
Let's hear
it. And my praise of the products. I do got a plug for the products. CMOS, I didn't get a whole lot of reaction from that, but the methylene blue and the nitric oxide, or nitric boost, rather, the I just got the getting ready to order the iodine, so I'm hoping that that all comes through with no problems. My question was going to be what.
So you're saying
about
the methylene blue worked for you?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
I
okay.
liked it. And it was a toss up between the capsules and the liquid. I ended up getting both. The capsules really are a lot easier because that blue, I tell you, once you get it on your fingers, it's hard to get off.
Okay.
But anyway, my thought was if we need to get out of Iran.
All right.
I think a simple truck driver thinking way to get out of it would say, Mr. Trump, BB bombed the oil refineries, done tore that up. Nobody's going to be able to use them without a whole mess of repair, whether it be Iran, if they get their act together, or us.
Well, Philip, I think I have an easier way to get out of Iran that will make everybody happy.
Go for it.
I think we should bomb Israel.
Well,
right? We'll get out of Iran. Our politicians will stop being blackmailed. We can finally put Lindsey Graham in jail where he'll be happy because he can have all the gay sex he wants. And everybody's happy, right?
Well, that's just true. Now, see, the thing is, a lot of people don't understand, you know, when we talk about Israel. As Christians, when we talk about Israel, we talk about the people of Israel.
Philip, it's so rare. Are you what would be classified as a boomer generation?
I don't know, but I'm a boomer. I boomed into this world.
I was gonna actually compliment you because it is so rare to find someone of the boomer generation who understands that when the Bible is talking about Israel, they're talking about the people of God who are those who have accepted Christ and not some nation state that was founded in 1948. So I want to salute you on that. Thank you.
And the Jewish people are going to be in trouble come Judgment Day if they haven't done what the Bible says. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And I think not only them, but I think all these evangelicals who are pushing their will on God. I mean, this is like classic stuff out of the Bible where God's trying to lead people and the people are like, no, we want to do this. They're worshiping their own version of a golden calf. I don't know how anybody could be arrogant enough to say, I'm going to force God's timeline to happen when I want it to.
God's will be done.
You're right.
He's in control. He's in control.
Yeah.
But I figured, you know, that way he could say he would save face with the American people. Hey, look, we weren't going to destroy the refineries or anything and hurt the general populace of Iran. Did people still need to eat? They still need to work. They still need, money coming in. But without the oil, that cuts back on a lot of producing of finances. And he can say, hey, look, you, it's all on you now. You do what you're going to do, BB. We're not backing you. And I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I just looked at my watch. We're out of munitions. So you're going to have to
Somebody hook up Philip to Trump's camp so he can run this pull out of Iran. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Philip. It was good hearing from you. Appreciate you. Salute to Philip. See, guys, some boomers are base, dude. We can't keep blaming all the boomers for all problems, although a lot of them are a little bit, you know, out of it. So I do want to talk a little bit about this story about the Alexander brothers who were in the Epstein files. I don't know if you guys have been following this, if you want to pull this up, Daria, where these two there's three actually. There's three Israeli brothers. He's not pictured here, who were in the Epstein files by first name. But the DOJ redacted their last name in the FBI email contained in, and then there you can see it on, yeah, we'll go through that story. So it's three of them, Orrin Allen and Ty Alexander, have been found guilty on all counts of sex trafficking. Now, if you remember when the Epstein files came out, they said there was no proof of any sex trafficking. There was no proof of guilt. So all the allegations are just hearsay. And then we have these three brothers who have been convicted of drugging, trafficking, and raping women who were named in the Epstein files. And they actually, from what I remember reading, took them to the Epstein mansion. Now, this is unusual that they're actually locked up and haven't been extradited to Israel where they can roam free with all the other sex pests. But apparently our government is actually holding a couple of Israelis accountable. And if you found that, if you were following the thing about the number of Israeli agents that were caught on our soil, either spying on America or conducting, you know, basically like trying to have sex with children and then were sent back to Israel, you should be shocked by this. That we are actually holding somebody accountable. So if you guys want to call in about this, by the way, the number is 1-877-789-ALEX. So that's 2539. 877-789-2539. We'll be talking about this. Let's see. We've got Troy from Ohio. Yeah, Troy.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Troy?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, one of the things that I've been listening to Alex's show today, and I hope he is listening, because I want him to preach this from here on out about the ground war that they're promoting. Iran's never been invaded, ever, because of their mountains on the south side and the west side.
Yes.
The only way we can do any type of landing is from the Med. And that would be a Normandy 2.0. I don't think he really needs to really push this out to his listeners. It will just be a bad thing. We cannot airlift tanks. It just won't happen.
Yeah, well, I think that the parties involved don't really care about how many American lives they're going to lose. I mean, we had Trump just going out and saying, some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. And it's like, to me, it's no different than listening to Netanyahu get up and tell us, like, how we have to go die for his war.
Well, between him and Lindsey Graham and Nuland with their Ukraine in 2014... everyone needs to open up their damn eyes. And whether Trump, if he is somewhere got a backstory with that, I don't know. But with what he's got going on, it does look like he's being set up. But really, is he? We don't know.
We don't know. That's right.
And I'm just,
I got an idea. I got something that will work out for everyone. How about all those H-1Bs that they've let in? And all the illegals that they want to make citizens, why don't you sign them up for your little war? Why don't you go ahead? I mean, they want to be American, right? Maybe they need to go fight for our greatest ally, and the ones that survive can get a citizenship. How about we do it that way instead of importing them in to take all jobs from actual American citizens who are fully capable of doing them?
Yeah, look, hindsight is 2020. Maybe that's why they're talking draft.
They're talking draft because they're not getting enough, let's just say it, white Americans.
You just answered your own question.
Right? They're not getting enough white Americans.
Right there.
And they don't want to, they know they can't really, like, Indians are more of a liability than an asset in anything. So they're not going to send them. But this is where people need to become conscientious objectors. And there are legal ways to avoid dying for the satanic nation state of Israel. Yeah.
Well, hey, nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully Alex is listening.
Hey, thanks for calling in. All right. Can we go to Kenny from Pennsylvania down at the bottom? There we go.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I got a lot of concerns with this war. Like, what exactly is our objective here? They're giving us so many mixed messages. Like, the only thing we could do now is just keep wasting $1 billion a day as oil keeps going up. I mean, Iran's only in this to drive the oil up now, which they could do with these, you know?
Yeah. What do you think, Kenny? What do you think the reason is that we're there? What do you think our objective is being there?
I mean, it's easy to say it's the Greater Israel Project. I mean,
maybe.
Because there's really no other logical explanation for it. I mean, like, Trump is surrounded by neocons now. He's no longer America first. I mean, I don't know. We got their leader. I mean, we could easily just pull out now and say, you know what? We did what we had to do. Blew up their Navy, their Air Force. I mean, what else are we going to do? I don't want to be over there spending all our tax dollars on a pointless foreign war again.
Right. Or just killing innocent women and children who are just trying to live. Bombing schools.
Trying to justify killing 100 and some innocent girls. It's like, come on.
What it does is it puts a target on every American's back because people are looking at it and going, oh, look at how evil America is, right? Look at how evil these Americans are.
People inside of Iran that maybe liked us at one point, but now they don't. They just watched, you know what I mean? We're friggin' a bunch of squirrels get blown up. I mean, I don't know about you. That would piss me off.
Yeah. Absolutely, beyond pissed off, you know.
See, this Israel, they're in now. They're not. So I don't know. We got to just cut ties with them. You know, we're cool with them still, but we're not. I don't know. I mean, unless Trump wants to give the 26 elections and the 28 elections to the Democrats, because as of right now, that's the only option is the course correct. Put the Democrats in. They'll impeach Trump and. All that because unless Trump gets us out of there quick, you know.
Here's the thing: they're not going to impeach Trump because it's a uniparty, and all of it is a show, right? It's a show to keep us fighting with each other. Oh, we hate him, we hate him. Now Hillary Clinton said she likes Trump. Van Jones is supporting the war in Iran. Isn't this curious? These Democrats who hate Trump, who foam at the mouth, all of a sudden are okay with him when we invade or start bombing Iran. So this is where you're like, okay, they're not going, the whole thing's an act and it's a show. And, short of like total, you know, I do think that here's one of the things that I think is helpful so that we don't get blackpilled and feel like there's nothing we can do is people really should be looking at their local elections because look, we're not going to get the president right now. You know, they just have way too much power and the Democrats are a lost cause. They're totally anti-white. They want to see the complete erasure of Europeans in every which way form impossible. And so your only hope is really the GOP through infiltration. And so you got to get our people in there. You don't got to come out swinging you just got to be, you know, GOP, don't take any money from AIPAC because once you take money from them, they own your soul and start running in these local elections. I mean, there was a woman in a hijab who recently won some local election because the nomination for a Republican candidate because she ran unopposed. These are the things we have to get interested in instead of giving up the reins and saying someone else is going to handle it because the someone else doesn't have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to save us now. We got to do it from community to community, like you said.
Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, thanks for calling, Kenny. Let's just take one last call from Mike from Alaska. Let's make it quick, Mike.
Hello, thank you. What's your name?
Leonardo.
Oh, hi, Leonardo.
Hi, Mike.
I remember you.
How's it there out in Alaska?
Well, to be honest with you, I went on vacation because it's still 40 below, 45 below. I'm going to see my family down in Montana is where I'm at right now. And then I'm heading out to China Lake, the Mojave Desert, to prospect on our mining claims and mine there, do some mining there so I can keep helping out Alex with my being a VIP, Leonardo.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Well, we appreciate your support.
Oh, yes. I don't want to waste your time. Our time is so precious right now in the state that we're in. And I have an open letter to our dear president. But I did want to, I have an idea if I could share it with you. And Alex, I shared this with,
Let's go quickly because we have about a minute before commercial break, so I want to make sure that people hear your idea.
Okay, one idea. Well, my idea on a T-shirt is to have a globe, a beautiful blue globe with only the United States on there. And then on top, I want to see Alex Jones' name and then globalist with only the United States there out in the water, or put underneath one world government and only the continent of the 48 states. And then, you know, InfoWars on top. I'd like to see it in black, long sleeve. I'm going to try to make it myself. But anyway, here's my open letter. I'll get right to it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dear President Trump, I will not vote for you again or vote, period, until, number one, there are zero electronic voting machines in all of America, 100%, including voting pods.
We're about to go to commercial break, but I like the start of your letter. I think we should be doing more of this. Thank you, Mike. We're going to commercial break. We come back. I'll be taking some more calls and talking to you guys. So stay tuned. We got another half hour to go of fun times.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel.
It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue t-shirt, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexandStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go into some controversial whites-only dating site that, of course, is making the globalists freak out. But before we do that, I just want to make a pitch for a couple of new supplements that Alex is launching. We've got the iodine launch on the alexjonesstore.com. It's 50% off for VIPs, 25% off for everyone else. And the America 250 t-shirt, it's a limited edition and limited stock. It's only $14.99. So that's 60% off, and the deal ends tomorrow, folks, Friday the 13th, which hasn't happened since COVID, so watch out. And there's a March mega sale up to 40% off all of the supplements. So go check that out, folks. All right, let's go into this controversial situation that's happening here. White people, tired of being erased, tired of being told that they have to date outside their race if they want to be good whites, have decided to form their own dating site, Whites Only. And by the way, guys, there's a whole Muslim dating site called Minder where it's just for Muslims to meet other Muslims. No one cares. There's a Jewish dating site called JDate where it's just for Jewish people to meet other Jews so they can only date Jews. No one cares. But white people, oh, there's a black dating site where black people can just meet other black people. No one cares. But when white people go, hey, I'd like to meet someone who's of my same race, all of a sudden, they're Nazis. Which makes you wonder, you know, I thought the problem with the Nazis was the mass genocide. So are you telling me the problem with the Nazis is that they don't want to date outside their race and that will make somebody a Nazi? Because then we have a lot of black Nazis, we got a lot of Jewish Nazis, we got a lot of Muslim Nazis, we got a lot of Latino Nazis. Oh no, but it only matters when it's white people. Let's check out this video.
This is a white supremacist dating site, nicknamed Tinder for Nazis. We analyzed membership data leaked by an anonymous hacker and found more than 500 Canadians, including profiles belonging to members of the Canadian military.
Should we be concerned?
They are getting access to training, weapons, secure intelligence.
Okay, so WhiteDate has been around since 2017, and its terms of service says people with non-white genetics aren't allowed on the site. This isn't just about dating preferences. WhiteDate is based around the idea that white people need to preserve a pure bloodline.
All right, let's stop. Okay, so if we look at that guy, the guy who was just on, obviously he doesn't have any genetics that he wants to preserve because he can't even develop a fully developed chin. Okay, so he's angry when his other white people actually do have good genetics and are not like him, who are running towards any woman that'll have him. It doesn't matter what race or background she's from. Now, did you guys see how in the beginning it's Tinder for Nazis? They make it sound like the white dating sites said that about themselves. They make it so dark. And, ooh, we had to have a guy in a mask research it because everybody knows these white Nazis. They're so dangerous. And look at all the things they say. And then they show you the dating. They show you the military people, right? Because they want to psyop you into thinking they're launching some kind of medical, some kind of military operation where they're going to do the same thing the Nazis did. White date exposed. And then they show us the nicest thing you could see, which is a white family walking on the beach. Oh, look at that. A couple of white people who want to have a white family are Nazis. Do you understand the point of what they're trying to drill into your head? Now, this was founded in Canada in 2017. Why would Canadians feel the need to make a dating site for white people only? Could it be because Canada has been completely invaded by the third world Indians, Sikhs, and Pakistanis who launch their tribal wars now in Canada? And that you can't walk around Toronto without the smell of curry affronting your senses? And therefore, they're having a hard time finding people who look like them and share their culture with whom they can continue on the legacy of their people? Oh, maybe that's it. And I happen to know for a fact that Indians don't want their children marrying outside the Indian race. In fact, they're even more racist because they're like, not only do they want them to marry another Indian, they want them to marry another Indian of the same caste. Which for white people is confusing because we look at like all of you and are like, just get out. We don't really care what caste you're from. Pakistanis want their Pakistani children to marry other Pakistanis. They literally will reject their children if they marry outside that race. No problem. It's only a problem for white people because we are being assaulted. And when these people aren't even doing anything. They're not even saying, like, get the Indians out. They're just saying, hey, this is what I want. And then they want to tell you, this isn't just about dating preferences, right? Because you should be allowed to have dating preferences. So it would sound totalitarian and completely anarcho-tyranny to have them say, you're not allowed to have dating preferences. Doesn't that sound like a tyrannical government that tells you who you have to love and mate with? So they don't want to, no, this isn't about dating preferences. This is about racism, which we've spent the last 70 to 80 years drilling into your brain as the worst sin white people could do. And honestly, I kind of feel like this guy's parents should have maybe race mixed so that we don't have to claim this guy. Because if you're like one of these people, if you're still on this side where you're apologizing for your whiteness and then you're attacking your fellow whites who want to keep their legacy alive, you are worse than the enemy. You are a traitor and you're disgusting because you're weak and pathetic. And this is always what we see. Look at this guy, huh? Right? Can't even stop eating enough so that we could see his facial structure. He's very upset. He really enjoys curry. He doesn't understand why people have a problem with the smell. Okay. But he wants to make sure that other white people do not succeed because he's already lost the genetic lottery. Well, too bad, fatty. White people are going to keep dating other white people and having white kids. And the time is coming where they're not going to take this kind of abuse. So, yeah, let's go to a caller. We've got any callers on this topic specifically? I'm not sure if we do. Is that Steve from Nevada?
This is Brogan.
All right, Steve. Steve, what do you think about this whites-only dating site and their reaction to this?
Well, I mean, I'm standing in my kitchen here on belly laughing. It's just a complete farce.
Hold on. Can you say that again, Steve?
I said I'm standing in my kitchen almost belly laughing because this is like a complete farce. So it's almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Right.
So you have, so white people can't date white people. Look, the whole thing with integration, I have no problem. Love who you want. All right. The thing is, this has been shoved down people's throats that white's got to sit in the back of the bus now for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not a bigot. I'm none of the above. And I just don't understand why. We can't have a seat at the table now.
Well, that's why, equally. Steve. If you won't accept the complete erasure and destruction of your race, then you are a racist anti-Semite. And there's nothing you can say.
Well, I'm Italian and Irish, okay? I'm Sicilian and Irish, so whoa!
They used to see the Sicilians and the Italians as non-whites, but you know, white people's stock is down, so they're letting us all in now, even the Albanians. Shout out to the Albanians who are finally white!
Yeah, there you go. Albania, that's that big, Dua Lipa. Albania, woo! Viva Albania!
That's our claim to fame, Dua Lipa.
believe it's our claim to fame. Oh,
I happen to like our claim to fame being George Castriati, also known as Skender Bey, who defeated the Ottoman Empire and kept them out of Europe for 25 years and gave Europe enough time to regroup, because without him, the rest of Europe will all be Muslim. And we did that with one-tenth the size of the army of the Ottoman Empire.
Exactly.
So shout out to my hero.
Hey, I got one thing to say about this whole Iran-Israeli thing. Okay, now, like I said, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not a bigot. I'm just sort of a regular guy.
You don't got to say that here, Steve. We accept you no matter what. This isn't the globalist.
No. The bottom line is it's okay. How about this? Now, this might sound a little bit hard, but okay, Donald Trump, he is an asset of Israel because of the way he got out of debt with his banks. I'm from New Jersey, okay? I grew up around that whole Donald Trump story on every one of his bankruptcies, how he destroyed Atlantic City, which wasn't doing good to begin with, and screwed over all the unions. Now, keep in mind, people tell me, this is our lesser of two evils, okay? I'm sick of the lesser of two evils.
Same.
Right?
Same. How about we just don't have evil?
How about we just get rid of the Israeli lobby? How about this one? JFK got killed because JFK did not want Israel to have a nuclear weapon. That is a fact.
Yes.
Okay? I'll give you a fact. Fact number two. They never signed a non-proliferation agreement to let their nuclear facilities get inspected, okay?
Correct.
Why is that even existing? Whether you like Barack Obama or not, which I think he was a turd. But what I'm saying there is that how come Iran agreed to let us go into their facilities, okay? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. That's what the deal was. Now, how come Israel will not only not let you into their facilities, but they had this thing called the sanction option that they wrote in, whereas if it's like a mafia move, where if you're not accepting to do their wars,
yep,
then they're going to say, well, we're boycotting the world. We're going to bomb you. We're going to bomb you.
They say they're going to nuke the whole world and destroy the world. If they don't survive,
exactly,
the whole world's going with them.
This is in their book. This is all in their Jewish prophecies, the Talmud, not the Torah, the Talmud. And if you believe, anybody that believes in this Mashiach, okay, all right, if you're a Christian, how can you even agree with their theology? What are Judeo values? Where did that get written in? The Jews killed Jesus, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, don't we have a conflict of interest there? You can believe whatever you want. If you want to sit at your kitchen table and look at a tape measure and worship that, that's great. I could care less. You're not hurting anybody. The bottom line is the Jewish prophecy thing is being pushed to where Israel wants control for all the way from Egypt across. They've been bombing 7-8 countries for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, Big Donnie in the White House with all those little MAGA swallowers, they don't seem to wake up here and get what's going on. If people want to know what's going on, go to TheRealAmericanPatriots.com.
TheRealAmericanPatriots.com?
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that a nice name? How about Real Patriots, where you put freedom first? Because if you don't have freedom, what do you have? Nothing.
That's correct.
First Amendment. Freedom.
Freedom.
Then whatever kind of faith you want to worship. But if it doesn't go in that order, we're going to be standing in a concentration camp all over the world.
You're 100% correct, Steve. It's nice to speak to a caller who is this informed. Thank you for calling in. Hey, let's go to Baker from California. Baker, you're in California. You are in Little Mexico, surrounded. Surrounded by the non-whites. What do you think about this white dating site that they're calling a bunch of Nazis?
Dude, I'm going to put on a romper stomper right now. No, I'm kidding. No, listen, it's the thing about California is all the blacks and the Hispanics, they all hate each other. The Asians hate everybody. So this, like, mecca of multiculturalism, it's all a lie because they're all racist.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. Listen, I grew up in the Bronx. You want, the Bronx is like the epicenter of multiculturalism, and it's like tribal warfare down there, where every ethnic group you know, bands together and is like literally at war with each other all the time.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like, you know, the biggest, you know, the thing is like, if you're like a white stoner kid though, actually everyone likes you. That's the funny thing about it is that like everyone, they all hate the white liberals, but if you're just like a white kid who smokes a lot of weed, nobody cares.
Well, 'cause you're not a threat.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. So I think people have been talking about the Iran thing a lot. I just want people to look something up on the Epstein thing. If that's cool, like
to look up, what'd you say?
Well, okay. I think what's happening is we're kind of losing track of the Epstein thing.
Yes.
They're the mainstream media.
Well, I don't know if you've seen this, but Max Blumenthal coined it because Trump was like, Operation Epic Fury, and Max Blumenthal coined it Operation Epstein Fury, and that was trending, and it was worrying Trump. And then the soldiers were saying, "Remember who you're doing this for," and they were like saying Epstein and holding up pictures of Epstein, and they were making so, yeah, people are remembering, but the mainstream media is trying to move away from that.
Well, don't you think it's weird how we went from the Epstein thing came out, and then we went to that that Guffrey lady, and
Virginia
then
Guffrey,
after
yep,
that,
yep,
yeah, and then when that story started to fade out, we went into the war, and
anything except to arrest the pedophiles in our government. That's right.
And look, this is some basic research. I typed in the word torture. On the first page, on the second link, data set 10, you have a message between Jeffrey Epstein and this guy named Tancredi Marchiolo. Okay? T-A-N-C-R-E-D-I, Marchiolo, M-A-R-C-H-I-O-L-O. He's an Italian hedge fund guy who runs a fashion thing. He's asking Epstein, "Do you want me to try to do her dot dot or just torture her?"
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I cross-reference that guy's name, and they're flying to Paris, which he had an 18-room apartment, and hanging out with the Prince of Bayran, and they're running all these model agency parties. So we need to like get into the whole modeling agency underage girl network, because once they get you with the 14-year-old, then you're doing 12-year-olds, then you're strangling 10-year-olds.
Yep.
So we
you're
need
right.
to keep going on that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's obvious. It's right in front of us. I mean, this is a death cult. It's crazy, dude. I mean,
it's completely a death cult. We're dealing with a 6,000-year-old desert death cult that thinks that they are destined to rule the world and enslave or kill the remaining of humanity. I mean, that's insanity. Then we've got people like Pete Hegseth talking about how he wants to bring about the Battle of Armageddon because he thinks it'll bring Jesus back. It's like, that's not somebody to me who loves Christ. A love of Christ means a submission to him, to his will. Not, I'm demanding that you come back. And also, I really want to shed a lot of blood because I'm a dry drunk and I don't know what to do with my rage now. Let me go slaughter some Browns.
Yeah, he needs to smoke a bowl. That's what he needs to do. Chill out.
Yeah, send him some weed, Baker. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Baker. We appreciate you. Thanks for your insights. Yeah, what Baker was saying here about the Epstein files, I mean, nobody's forgetting about this. We want to make sure we keep the pressure up, especially now that these Alexander brothers were found guilty of sex trafficking. And we know that they were connected to the Kushner family, as in Jared Kushner, through their shared social and residential circles, including living in exclusive Miami enclave of Bal Harbor, where the Kushners also have a home. And the Alexander brothers and the Kushner family attended the 2020 White House Hanukkah celebration, further indicating their social ties. Okay? So here's the deal, right? People, we don't care what your background is. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're Muslim. We don't care if you're Jewish. We don't care if you're Pakistani. If you are raping kids, trafficking women, committing sex crimes, that's what matters. This whole thing where you get to hide behind your identity as a shield so that you can continue doing evil is over. And you were only able to do this because you guilted white people for 80 years because of World War II, even though the Americans saved your ass, and used that as a shield so that anything you did, you could cry victim. Well, that is over. Speaking of being over, fat girl season is over. Fat girls, you've had enough to eat and attention. And we're tired of seeing your fat asses on Instagram. So I've launched a t-shirt for all my hot ladies, says, too hot to be a feminist. Here we go. Okay. By the way, fellas, you guys can also get these shirts. I've had a lot of fellas wear these shirts because it kind of lets women know what you're into. And you're not into these purple-haired wildebeests who want to lay around the beach like there's been an oil spill. So if you want that shirt, just go to my website, LeonardoIsFunny.com. Let's go to one last caller, Mark from Texas.
Wallow. Who are you again?
Oh, thanks, Mark. I'm Leonardo Joni. I am a comedian.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you said 6,000 years. 6,000 years what?
It's a 6,000-year-old death cult.
Ah, that's about the age of the heavens and the earth. You ever take the black light test?
The black light test. No, what is the black light test?
Grab yourself a black piece of paper.
Okay.
Grab yourself a white piece of paper.
Okay.
Put your white arm over that white piece of paper. Go find the closest black friend, quote unquote, and tell me what color the arm is.
Okay. I'm not sure if I
understand. So race is a load of horse manure. Read a book by Nathaniel Jensen called They Had Names. It'll pretty much talk about the 6,000-year history of this planet and where we're going. And if you want to find out where that is, read the Revelation.
They Had
Jesus
Names.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, They Had Names, Nathaniel Jensen.
I'll check that out. Okay. Well, I don't agree with you that race is a lot of horseshit because we can all, I mean, that's like saying like sex is a lot of horseshit. Everybody knows what race is. Everybody knows what sex is. So it's not true. If you want to argue about racial supremacy being a lot of horseshit, sure. But the idea that God made distinct groups of people, that's not a lot of horseshit. That idea that it's a lot of horseshit is an invention of the Marxists in order to deracinate people so they have absolutely no tribal connections and feel totally alone in the world so they can't oppose their global hegemonic regime. I've gotten a lot. That's a lot of words to get out over here. All right, let's take one last caller, Sean from Georgia. Yes, Sean, you're on the
hey.
Air.
All right. Well, one, I like your shirt.
Thank
you're super
you.
Funny. That was really cool. I want to say that when Trump was elected, I thought to myself, what would I want him to do as a president? I thought to myself that the most imminent threat definitely would be war with Russia, China, and Iran. And I thought to myself, what would be some big moves that I would want him to see that might actually be really hard to do, but something that I wanted to see done. Is really cleaning up our hemisphere. I like the fact that we've gone into Venezuela, where we're moving on Mexico and all these places that we're trying to clean up our own backyard where China, Russia, and Iran have really infiltrated. You know, they've infiltrated our own country, bringing in millions of illegals, and a lot of them even from different militaries of different countries.
Well, that's our own people who are doing that. That's our own government who are bringing in these people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Our own government that are definitely corrupt, definitely paid off. You know, we have some glimmers of hope, some good people, patriots that are in the mix. But yes, they're absolutely corrupt. They're wicked.
Yeah, shout
evil.
Out Thomas Massie holding down the fort, you know, not giving up. That's the reason we even have the Epstein files. So we do have some. I mean, shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know she, you know, pulled back. It's hard. I'm sure they threatened her or something happened.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And there's definitely just a list of good people that are really good hearted patriots. Alex Jones himself, you know,
yep.
You, me, just people that are real people and want the best country. I'm not very.
Oh, did he cut
well,
out?
I can't say I'm not very.
Okay.
Oh, I cut out.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. What do you say, Jeff? Go ahead, Sean.
So I think the reason why Trump's moving on Iran is the fact that they were in a vulnerable position. Them being that third leg of a very strong three-legged stool, Iran, China, and Russia. With them being in a compromised position, I think that's why he moved on what he moved. I don't personally like the fact that, you know, what's happened has happened because I had a bad feeling about it. And I'm definitely,
Sean, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off because we're about to go to break, but I agree with you. Thank you for calling in, Sean. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Make sure to go to my website, leonardoisfunny.com. Get yourselves a Too Hot to Be a Feminist t-shirt. I don't know which way I'm going. And check out my tour schedule. Thank you, everybody.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.